welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider, he sat down beside, he said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?
From the new VH1 reality show chronicling his comeback, Andrew Dice Clay on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Dice.
What's going on, Adam? Can't believe the clip you're playing, though. You know how old that is?
1990.
No, that one you just played has got to be about 82.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now you know how I feel when they play I've gone through
different voice octaves since then. You know what I mean?
You've grown up. You've matured a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going, it sounds like me as a 10-year-old.
Well, let's start at the start, Andrew. You were like the biggest grossing comic of 89, 90, or maybe ever. But where did you start, and then how did it take off?
Where did I start? I started out in Brooklyn at a club called Pips Comedy Club in Brooklyn. And I really wanted nothing to do with stand-up. You know, it wasn't what I, you know, was into.
What were you into?
Performing, acting, and I just figured instead of going to, you know, acting school, I would hone characters on stage.
So is Dice a character that you use to do stand-up?
You know what? Dice, years ago, was more of a character. Today, it's my name, it's my persona, but right. I'm more myself on stage and just giving my take on different things, like you just did about people going to the movies, the assigned seats, and,
right.
You know, I mean, the voice used to be more like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I never lost my Brooklyn accent. I never lost my Brooklyn attitude. But Dice was more like, hey, what are you doing?
Well, people...
You know,
people,
it's that kind of thing.
And people do this, and everyone in this room has experienced it, which is they go, are you really that way? And you want to go, well, I'm not really that way, but it's not a character.
I make it up. It's part of me.
Yeah, it's very hard to explain that, especially when you are from the East Coast and you have an East Coast way on stage. You know what I mean? So it's hard to explain, like, what I'm like as, let's say, a father or a boyfriend or a husband.
But that's what you're doing now with this show, right? You are chronicling your whole
definitely.
Life. And
definitely.
You've been doing it because I was in a room because I executive produced a show.
Yeah, tell them what happened.
You came into a room to pitch to a co-executive producer, but I don't really do it. I just get the title.
Yeah, what happened was I did this show years ago.
The other half.
4 years ago. Yeah. The other half, which Danny was on, and he had a production company, and I said, I want to come up. I want to show you these tapes that I've been filming myself. I was going through a rough breakup with my wife, and he watched like a 40-minute tape with one of his producers, and he actually stood there and said, I've never seen anything like
that's
this.
That's exactly what I said.
Because, just like my son is filming now.
Right.
You know, I film everything.
It's like a video diary of the past 10 years.
He broke down crying, and there's two grown men producer guys in the room, and Andrew Dice Clay sitting there being totally normal, but the guy on the television sets having a legitimate breakdown about his wife.
Yeah, I was
wild.
When I first started filming, it was more like therapeutic when I was going through the breakup,
right.
And then it developed into a show.
Well,
and then years later, when I went to Fox with it, you know, they said, so in other words, you're filming a show that nobody asked for. And that's how the whole thing started.
Well, that's what every documentary is.
Exactly.
Nobody asked for it. They just filmed it.
Yeah.
So now, but again, I'm just going to go back and move forward. So you hit the stage, you're in Brooklyn, and things start taking off for you. Are we now in the early 80s at this point?
No, I actually, by February of 79, moved to L.A. and started performing at the Comedy Store.
That's where I know you're from, the parking lot of the Comedy
Store. That's right.
And when does the whole Dice thing hit?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. That's when I started seeing all these stand-ups like Leno and Seinfeld and, you know, guys like that,
right.
Paul Reiser. And what got me was, you know, the stand-up was all cool, but I felt no heat from these comics as far
they're
as...
They're cerebral.
Yeah, well, you know what it was? There was no excitement. I like, yeah. You know, I grew up liking exciting performers rather than comics. Guys like Elvis, when it came to the drums, Buddy Rich.
Right.
You know, rock bands like Led Zeppelin. So what I wanted to do was add more of a excitement to stand-up.
Right.
You know, which every comic hated me for that. You know, because they went, you know, this isn't this singing store or... Because they used to do, like, Travolta in Greece and, you know...
Can you still do it?
What are you talking about? Can I still do it?
Polish Sandy.
Rocking and rolling. You know, so I would... But at the end of Travolta, I would start doing, like... Wait till you hear what happened that day at the beach. Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me. That's all I'm giving you. That's just extra talent, I guess. That's extra.
I'm sorry, I'm tone deaf. So, try to go with
how
it.
How weird is it that Dice was the one that could sing?
I'm tone deaf.
So a lot of comedians look at people who are doing a show, almost they look down their nose like they look at prop comedians
like
to say,
exactly. Who makes bazillions.
But by the way, the audience goes nuts when anybody sings or does impressions, yes?
Yeah, they love it. So that's how it started out with the impressions. And, you know, through watching stand-ups, I started now giving my point of view of what I was seeing out in Hollywood.
Right. So
that's
now,
where the whole gay material came in, you know, that I, you know, when I would do the bisexual stuff, you know, heads out, I can't do it. I know I can't do it on
right.
me.
Right.
You know, trans testicles, all that, you know. But, you know.
In the controversy that erupts from this, were you surprised by it? Because it's not like we're in the 50s. I mean, Lenny Bruce had been in the ground for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Were you surprised that there was all this controversy Saturday Night Live?
I was surprised only because when I was coming up as a comic, when I was just like headlining clubs around the country, rather be in Dallas or New York, you know, they gave me these great write-ups. They would give it headlines like the Hoodlum of Yuma,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff, the Bad Boy of Comedy.
Right.
And the day my career took off, the day the Dice Man Cometh aired on HBO. The New York Times wrote, "The Demise of Western Civilization."
They said that about my TV show. The exact same quote.
The comedy of hate. You know what I mean? And even when I would do interviews trying to not explain my comedy but who I was, you know, they would just write about the act rather than the person, was pretty frustrating.
One article that I read in the 80s, I believe, was 89. I was reading a Playboy. It was probably during my refractory period. And I did read an article with you. I think you had 20 questions. Maybe it was 88, 89, something like that. Uh-huh. The Dice Man. I remember you said that, look, this is a character that I do. This is not me. I'm not prejudiced against, you know, gays or Jews or blacks
or
whatever.
You know what it was? I would say the word character because I was just this lightning rod for the entire media to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have, that's what I would say, but I was trying to explain, like, there are more sides to me than the comic on stage.
I have a semi-different opinion, though, of why you got all the flack that you got, because Lenny Bruce, who was one of my heroes, and I look back at his tapes, and he really wasn't that funny.
Hold on, a guy reading his court transcripts verbatim for an hour and 45 minutes stoned is not hysterical to you?
Even early, he wasn't that funny. But I think the difference is out of people like that and Lenny Bruce and Red Fox was a real barrier. You're the first guy that ever said, hey, bite, how about I come over there and kick your ass, reporter guy? Everybody else just took it. You were a frightening guy.
Yeah, right. But that's how I get when I'm on stage.
Yeah, but I mean, that was real life, too. I remember you outside in the parking lot. You didn't take a lot of crap.
No, I don't like when people come over and smack my back or look to, you know, make like I'm their best friend in the world. If somebody approaches me nicely,
right.
You know, I'll take that picture, I'll take that little video. But if a guy tries to come over and muscle me, you know, I get real, I have a very... which we share, very bad temper.
I don't think you share one. I think you both have, too. Teresa and I share one. We both get half.
You know,
you guys have two or three of your own.
You know, you got to look at a guy and go, don't you know when you're looking into the eyes of a wolf? Back off. I had a problem last night. Last night was the debut of Dice Undisputed.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a beautiful party. They showed two of the episodes.
VH1 Saturday nights, by the way.
And I was having a great time, and all of a sudden this guy gets in my face. And the first time, I try to be nice, and then after that, you know, it became a problem.
Well,
you
know, who was this guy?
Just some guy that got into the party, and it's like, I'm there with my kids. My kids are on the show, and I will play absolutely no games when my kids are around. I will not take a chance at all. I'd rather break the guy's back than see something happen to my kids, and that's it.
Right.
You know, like it's just that, who I am.
Unfortunately, the guy was just waving. Dice gets a little...
Wait, we should say that you're...
The guy came over and goes, I just want to say, the show is nice.
You're this handsome fellow who's in here is your 12-year-old son, Dylan. He's on your show, Dice Undisputed. And you have other kids?
He's not in school. He's on the radio. I'm
sorry, what is your name? School. His name's Dylan.
Dylan, let me ask you a question. My daughter, I did a show, something like your father's, and kind of freaked her out at school for a while. How are you with your dad's show being so personal and open?
Not many kids know about him at my school. Well, at least I don't know, so.
Yeah, the show just aired now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know,
they weren't born when Dice was on the top of the chart.
It's a hit.
They know a lot of my history, though.
Right.
They know a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine, because as a 12-year-old, you would tell your parents to pick you up down the street just... because they didn't want to see Dad pull up in the VW Squareback with the Jufro in 1974. I couldn't imagine having a dad that was on TV yelling at people.
No, he's a different kind of cat. I mean, he's a great rock musician, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you playing?
You know.
Guitar.
Right on.
Nice.
But, I mean, he writes all his own music. He listens to the radio.
And you
he's
have a daughter as well?
No, I have another son,
another
16.
Son? Oh. Hey,
yeah.
So just to keep the chronology going, it's now the mid-80s. I'm pushing ahead a little. You're having success. Things explode for you in 88, 87?
88. The night I had on the Rodney special was February 13th,
88. Right. That was it?
That was it. I went from 200-seat clubs to arena status.
So you're doing arenas. You're doing Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, every arena in the country.
These are huge events now. Now we get to when? When does it start to slow down?
1994 is when the arena thing slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was doing, you know, I did tour after tour. I couldn't even think of names for the tours.
Right.
You know, but the agents would push, you know, get it while it's hot, you know.
Actually, not an unreasonable thing to say.
No, but you, also when you hit that kind of status, it's not even like a comic. Mm-hmm. It's more of a rock star type
of
thing.
Right,
right.
I never had a chance to breathe and get used to the fame part of it.
Did you make enough money to never work again?
At that time, but then I spent it, you know, like everybody does.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've made enough money to live forever 5 times and I'm broke.
Yeah, it's just what happens. You buy houses, you buy cars.
Right.
You know, I had a gambling problem for a long time with blackjack, so I'd play for hundreds of thousands at a clip.
He'd really continue to sell out in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
What's the most you lost?
$800,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
cow.
But
night?
I could go back the next morning and win close to $1 million.
Right.
You know, I would play blackjack the same way I am on stage, fearless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was watching Elvis, some retrospective on Elvis over the weekend, and you know, his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, was a notorious gambler, and I thought, of course, when you make $1 million for 2 weeks' work, it's real easy to gamble. I mean, when you're making $6 an hour for digging on a construction site, you don't want to pay $3 for a beer. But when you make millions for nothing, and then I thought, this guy is not even doing the work. Tom Parker, he's Elvis's manager.
Right.
He's making millions, and he don't leave his hotel room. How much easier could it be to gamble?
I played the Pechanga Resort, and I made a good chunk of change for one night. It cost me $1,100.
Because you know it's that much.
You do
it's that
stand
much
up.
Easier.
You do stand up. Not all the time, but you do it.
But so Andrew, now things are starting to slow down. We're getting in the mid-80s, and what happens?
Well, it's not the mid-80s.
I'm sorry, mid-90s.
Yeah, what happened was, to real make a long story short, this is where actually the tapes came in. I was going through a bad marriage, and when that ended and I moved out, it was way more important for me to stay at home and take care of my boys and make sure that their minds were right. And
so she left?
I had no,
is what you're saying?
No. I left.
You left.
And I had no career goals. I would go out and I would do gigs.
Right.
But it wasn't like I'm going to be the biggest thing in the world again.
Right.
Just go pay the bills, bottom line.
Right.
You know, but I kept filming. I wrote an autobiography. I went and I recorded another album.
Mm-hmm.
And just to talk about the show, what the show really is, you know, it's yes, I show some of my home life, but I also do what I call coming out of retirement. Mm-hmm. It's not like I really retired. I was making a living. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I always had this thing that I want to do something really incredible that surpasses what I do. So I want to go and I want to do Giant Stadium.
Right.
Which is, you know, 100,000 people.
Yeah, George Foreman 10, 12 years ago didn't want to come out of retirement to have a few club fights.
Right.
He wanted to come out of retirement to be the heavyweight champ
and do something
once
tremendous.
Again.
And, you know, I give credit, like people are always asking me, let's say, about Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I watch how other comics, you know, they, I don't know the words, they step all over this guy, you know, and it's like watching these guys do what they did to
Mike.
And I'm always asked, what do you think of Dane? I go, look at his success. That's what I think.
Right.
Anybody that works that hard and anybody in show business knows how hard it is to get there. So, and that's the thing about me. When I was coming up, I didn't step on nobody. I didn't care what other comic, you know.
Hold on,
and,
I don't think we got bleeped out.
I'm thinking, you know, I don't know the word to use.
Whizzing.
You know?
Whizzing.
Whizzing all over this guy.
Right.
And I'm going, you know, they go, he stole this bit. I go, well, why didn't you tell him that 10 years ago when you saw him do it?
Right.
But today he's doing, you know, big places, giant places. Now you want to step on him.
Well, comedians are horrible vindictive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, no,
small
comedians
people,
hate
yes.
each other. There's yes. no camaraderie.
But I think you're
another
right
thing
about-
I try to show in the show mm-hmm. that there is no camaraderie amongst comics. You know, I know Seinfeld did a thing and everything looks nice,
right.
but comics never look to help each other. They never back each other up. They stay in the back of it. You know.
Look, the reality is everybody hates everyone in their profession. Doctors right. hate other doctors who are on TV. Lawyers hate other lawyers. And comedians not only hate other comedians, but comedians are wounded people. 90% of them are angry, vindictive, wounded, damaged goods.
And if they're good at their job, they're also witty. So you get a damaged guy in pain, and he opens his mouth in your direction, it can be really unpleasant.
Well, speaking of wounded, I wanted to ask you, you touched on your divorce or your breakup being very difficult. Did you go through a depression after that?
Well, obviously. I mean, I didn't feel good about
it. I saw the tapes.
Hey, I mean, these are some heavy moments. I mean, you know, you can't sleep. You never know when you're going to see your kids. I mean, at the beginning, it's really rough.
Right.
You know, but what I did, just like any comic, I'd get on stage and I'd start talking about it and rebuilding a show and coming up with bits, which I, you know, talk a lot about in this reality show. And then you start getting strong again. And I go, you know what? I'm going to do something nobody's ever done.
No.
Because I'm the only one to ever fill all these arenas. I've done countless arena shows.
How does it look, by the way, just because we're running out of time, on playing Giant Stadium?
Well, I figure I'll do it by this summer.
You'll do it by this summer?
So that's the chronicle of the show, is to get you to fill that Giant
Stadium.
Well, you
know what? That's my personal aim. That's something I want to do because not just... nobody ever would talk about, you know, who I was as a person, and mm-hmm. I'm all about achievement and believing in myself. That's... why I got choked up on Arsenio years ago when I tried to tell people, hey, look, I'm a regular guy that really believed in myself. But mm-hmm. back then, you know, I got choked up because it's always right. being on trial. Who's Dice? Who's Andrew? You know.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to do something not just for myself and show my kids by example, but I also want to do something in this country when I hear, and I'm not a political, I'm not one of these political activists, but when I hear people go, you know, because of war and all these things that have happened mm-hmm. since 9/11, and they go, this isn't the country it was. I look at them, I go, what are you, out of your mind? We're the greatest country in the world. You could go out, you could become and do and live whatever dream you want to live.
I'm with you,
and that's what I want to prove by standing on stage in front of 100,000 people and doing the most vile, vicious act.
I was waiting for you to the very end.
Because if there's one thing that didn't change, if there's one thing, shut the music or I'll smack you. I'm telling you something.
No, I'm telling you. You're free to smack Bald Brian.
No, well, if there's one thing that didn't change, I mean, you're asking me legitimate questions,
right.
So, you know, I'm not doing my act here, you know, is that the act, hands down, is better and stronger, and, you know, people are responding. There is absolute mania when I perform again.
Right, so it's not going to be some sad vestige of Andrew Dice Clay up there warming over stuff from the late 80s.
No, no, this is it's new stuff, but it's got the same voice, which I know you understand.
Right.
And, you know, it's angry.
Unfortunately, we're way late. It'll be the story of the year if he sells out Giant Stadium.
I'll go.
We will. If you don't sell that, at least get naked and run on the field during a Giant game. Take a quick break.
It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up next, Great White in studio to play something live and talk a little bit about the club fire on the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station.
97.1. Free FM.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
The Amsterdam prostitutes, which are, you know, displayed right there in the windows as you walk down the sidewalk, there they are. Oh, did you know the street level is straight and the second level is gay? You know that?
Wait a second. Now what?
Heidi, if you go to Amsterdam and you want a woman, lesbian prostitute, right. The lesbians and the gay guys are up on the second story.
Well, how sore was your ass and thighs from all those stairs?
That's funny.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip, and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT. Not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Score's LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is ticket central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on a 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by any time to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
The Adam Carolla Show, starring Adam Carolla,
Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser
on 97.1 Free FM,
SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Don't worry, more of The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaduce in 60 seconds. PR. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser with the band Great White on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, Great White in studio. Jack Russell, Michael Lardy, and Mark Kendall all here from the band. I think Great White was proposed to us about a week ago, and Dawson, Stoner Dawson, the engineer, popped up and said, those guys play Led Zeppelin songs, and it is absolutely amazing. And I thought, oh, all right. Well, that sounds like a good time. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And we are going to hear a Led Zeppelin song today?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
And is that is metal having a little bit of a renaissance or 80s metal? It feels to me like I'm hearing more about it and seeing more about it than I was 10 years ago.
Well, you know, I think, at least in my opinion, I mean, this kind of music, it's like people trying to deny a whole generation of their music. I mean,
right.
I think people just want to keep hearing that. It was a great time. You know, I don't care what anybody says. If you missed the 80s, you missed out. That was a great time.
But it strikes me that it's like a lot of things, which is during the 70s, everyone was like, hey, cool, it's the 70s. And then in the 80s, we all took a rape shower. Like, I can't believe we wore those bell bottoms and hip huggers and thought all that stuff is cool, and then in the 90s it has a renaissance, it becomes cool again. So wouldn't you say this is sort of happening?
Well,
like,
sure, everything's
metal?
Cyclic, you know, I mean, everything comes around again, you know, I mean, if you wait long enough, I mean, and I think that's cool. I mean, I think people just get sick of one thing, and I think the nostalgia factor, I mean, I know for me, listening to like Zeppelin albums or records of that ilk, you know, of that genre. I mean, that brings me back to my, you know, high school days and, you know, my backseat of that one car with that one girl or, you know, it brings back that good feeling. And I think for a lot of people, they want to relive that again. Now they're married. They got, you know, 2.2 kids and
you don't tell that story, right? You're from Great White. You know, that time you're in that car with those eight girls. That's how you tell a Great White story. I've seen you guys play in Philly, man.
That's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny because I'm so glad you're here. You're one of a huge inspiration to me. I swear to God, when I was a kid watching the show, you know, I wanted to be like you, so it was cool.
Do you know how many real live musicians tell me that? I mean, all the time. Kurt Cobain in his very last interview said that I was a huge inspiration.
Oh, totally, totally.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Watching you play the air guitar on TV was an inspiration.
They were children. I mean,
we didn't know. We thought, you know, I had the records, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking that these guys are all playing, you know, except for the drummer, because every time he's like, that's not where the cymbal crash is. but everybody else seemed like they were doing
so,
the
I mean,
real
it's
thing.
Sort of like like a NASCAR driver saying Speed Racer was a huge motivating factor. Like,
well said.
I want to put a chimp in my trunk.
But and those two horrible kids.
Spridle and Chimp. Yeah, Spridle and Chimp.
All right. Chimp scary little bastards both.
Sorry. We didn't do as many drugs as you did. Don't punish us.
But you guys, we were talking about, Adam and I happened to be talking about it, and Teresa, this morning, that hair bands got that label and then became, and in my opinion, it happened exactly when Pearl Jam walked on stage. That was the moment it happened. Then everybody went, oh, rock and roll doesn't wear spandex. I was just saying this morning, Motley Crue, one of the world's greatest bands. I had the best time. The hair bands is just such a rude way to put some great rock and roll, in my opinion.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, I do. I do think everyone got lumped into.
I still dress like that. Look at me.
They got covered. Yes.
I'm a hair band.
He had dust never gathered on his bedazzler.
Damn right. I did this last night.
Yeah, days never stopped. But yeah, I feel like Great White and a lot of the other bands we're talking about, they all got lumped into this umbrella called hair bands, and then people got dismissive about it.
Well, like the 70s didn't have any hair. Like, they were all bald.
Yeah.
Come on. Robert Plant had the best hair ever.
Yeah. Decent decent point. All right, so you guys are going to play, Great White here in studio, are going to do a Zeppelin song.
Right.
Now, you could tell us the name of the Zeppelin song, and we still wouldn't know what goddamn Zeppelin song you're going to play, because I don't know the names from the song. You have to actually go, da-na-na-na.
Yeah, actually, you might know. This is Going to California, which is...
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is not...
No, this is Misty Mountain Living Loving Maid.
Misty Mountain Maid.
This is Misty Mountain Maid. Yeah, Going to California, they do actually say Going to California.
They do, yes.
All right, this is...
They actually had a lot of songs with titles like that that didn't have anything
and
in this.
No.
I mean, know. Most you guys think it's pretty good to have an idea if you put this, the name of the song in the title so people have a reference point.
Right, Once Bitten, Twice Shy is...
You know, Rock Me, Save Your Love, things like that.
It's right in the song.
Yeah, and the 70s is kind of like this mystic kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, which was great until you went to try to buy...
Right.
And
right.
I love this Led Zeppelin song, but I would be in the record store
that
when
song,
I was
you're making
in the ninth grade.
Do you know the name of this song? Could you name it?
Yeah. Walking down the street.
See, there you go. And you probably cover this in your set.
My dog.
You
it's Misty
this.
Mountain Hop, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nicely done.
Misty Mountain Hop.
Yeah. Like I said, Misty Mountain Hop.
Imagine all the people that called rock radio stations in the 70s and they were just like, play that Zeppelin. All right, well, there'll be none of that going on.
Yeah, here's your version, though. I'm betting
another one, Trample Underfoot.
But it's not in the title. Never says
at the Key Club tonight, at least one of these bands that I know should be called the... Hair Plugs Band.
Oh,
one of
really?
The singers I know. I happen to know. That's all I'm saying. One of the bands, and it's not Great White.
So now it's either Tesla, Queensryche, or
you'll
Dokken.
See the doll hair. You can't miss it.
Or, as our super rocked-out booker knows it, he says, Great White's going to be over at the Key Club with Dokken, Tesla, and Queensryche. So, boy, you know how to rock, Mike August. All right, Nervosa and Smashing Dumplings are going to be there, too. Great White, let's get to our Zeppelin song.
All right. Let me give you the disclaimers. It's really early in the morning.
Red days with a woman unkind, smoked my stub and drank all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with the naked in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that they are all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wonder how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains in the canyon start to tremble and shake. Children of the sun begin to awake. Watch out. Seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think it might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. I'll meet you up there where the path runs straight and high. Find a queen without a king as if she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare on the footsteps of dawn. Try to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on a hill in a mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Oh no.
Great White, everyone. VH1's Metal Mania.
Thank you.
Thank you, Great White.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thanks, so
Thank
we'll you.
Sounded
so great.
We'll take a quick break.
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, Bald Brian's B-Sides. Some of the drops that didn't make the cut throughout the week. We'll play them for you next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station.
97.1 Free FM.
Friday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Camacho.
The City of Industry.
The Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Cuatro de Mayo. Mucho Macho Fiesta.
Here are the thrill seekers.
All you need is my handprint on your ass.
Corrupt and immoral.
Likas live broadcast and
Meloni's signing party.
Three-way to Camacho's. Crossroads Parkway exit off the 60 in the City of Industry.
Get there early
or, well, you won't get in.
And we're not done yet.
Powered by Jiffy Lube. Go to 97.13FM.com for your 25% off downloadable coupon. We are 97.1 Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of a Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Henney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Henney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Henney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Henney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-MAESTRO. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-MAESTRO.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
This is SoCal's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Like the drops? Then kick back and enjoy Bald Brian's bonus B-sides on the Adam Carolla Show.
Let's smoke the weed. Let's make the racial slurs. Let's have the nighttime loving. Let's answer the phone in the middle of it.
I'm a fat, ugly Jewish B-word.
Move over, Gretchen. There's a new Mrs. Bonaducci, and her name is Adam.
You are the best comic I have ever seen.
You're really funny. Now shut up.
I did meth and trafficked hookers in Thailand.
Wow, that guy's uncut.
That's right.
Making me hot.
Daddy didn't go to my ballet recital. Now I have to throw up lunch.
Look, this is just a view from the cheap seats, but I don't think there's a human being on the planet that likes you.
Genetically,
My junk is full of poison.
I love date rape.
I'm 22. She's 13 or 14. She's open to the idea of sex. What's the difference? In 10 years, it wouldn't matter.
Let yourself in and help yourself to some Toll House cookies and sweet tea.
I'm trying to pick up a new girl, or I'm going to go back on steroids, or I'm going to break some law.
I'm bringing my Merle Haggard CD over, and I'm going to violate you with a traffic cone.
We're like a couple of N-words.
You're a lesbian.
Let's all do funny accents, not actually be that clever and make fun of a stereotype.
Carolla, you're just not the Rothschild.
Yeah. Best of Bald Brian's B-sides. We hear the drop or the clip from the show at the end of the show every day. He always narrows it down to two or three.
I am a lonely soul.
It's Sophie's choice. He has to pick his favorite, but sometimes we like the B-sides better. So I said, gather them up. This is horrible and irresponsible radio.
And that's fresh from today's show.
That's right. All right. Well, as promised, the story that I don't think I've told Not Seven, I don't think I've told since Bonaducci will be here, and it involves fighting and effing and bottles broken and bats swung. So Danny
and
should,
I wasn't there.
Should enjoy it. Well, I don't know. You could have been, although I think I would have. I think I would have recognized you. Although we have to go back. Well, let's see. I will start this story by saying I had arthroscopic knee surgery about 3 days before the trouble started. Jesus. And it really is a tip of the hat to those who do that, because you can get right back on the field. In my case, it was asphalt. But you can get right back on the field and get back to your drunken fighting and whatever else you're into with stitches in the knee. Still right. Stitches in the knee. So what reminded me of this story is we talked to someone earlier who got beat up by a bunch of guys because a girl accused him, or the guys thought he was doing something to the girl, so right. They took that opportunity to kick his ass. Well, that's what happened to me. I was probably 21, living in an apartment in North Hollywood over on Laurel Canyon, roommates, whole thing. Went to a party because somebody's parents left the house, and it was like a makeout party. It was one of these things where it was like four chicks and me and three of my buddies, and we're going to go there and hook up, and we're going to make out. And, of course, my three buddies got the three hot chicks, and I got the one crazy chick that I wanted nothing to do with. Not only was she physically unappealing, but mentally she was insane. So I went into the next room and watched TV while everyone else was getting laid, and eventually decided after a few beers, I'm gonna chalk this one up to experience. I'm gonna leave. And I started to leave, and I think she got offended because she was now left right. At the makeout parties, the only person that wasn't making out with anybody. So as I'm leaving this house up in the Studio City Hills, as I'm walking down the stairs, or I should say sort of limping down the stairs because I still had stitches in my knee from the surgery, these hoodlums start heading up the stairs. These guys were just troublemakers from the Valley. The Valley
always
was
happens.
Filled with troublemakers.
There was never a I've never been to a party in the Valley, and this is before gangs, that a fight didn't break out for no reason.
These guys were kind of scary guys that were 19, 20, whatever. And there it was like a white guy and a black guy and a Mexican guy. It was like a TV movie where there was one
you
of every.
You were beaten by a Benetton ad.
That's it really was. So I'm walking down the stairs and these guys are walking up the stairs. And you know, they're saying, hey dude, yeah, okay guy. And they're walking past each other. And then she's like, hey, that guy, he punched me. She yells at the guys as I'm going down the stairs. And I said, I did not punch her, and they did that thing like aggressive Valley guys. Well, hey, dude, what's your problem? You know, and I said, I did not hit her. She's nuts. And matter of fact, if you want her, it's a makeout party. Go sick. I'm going home.
Good strategy.
And they're like, hey, dude, what kind of puss hits a chick? And I'm like, I did not hit her. And they're like, and they start, you know, getting into it with me. And they just keep bugging me and goading me and goading me and bugging me. And eventually I say to the lead guy, oh, here's what did it. I said, I had arthroscopic surgery on my knee and I have stitches in my knee, and I would gladly kick your ass on any other day, but it's not going to happen tonight. Doctor's orders. Oh. And he said, I'm going to break your other knee. That was his exact words. And Jeez. I said, all right, well, now it's me and you.
but it's not me, you, and the rest of these guys.
That's funny that you think you can just make that rule.
It was
that
stupid.
That his other friends will just sit there and watch him get his ass kicked and not come to his aid because you made that rule.
Marcus of Queensberry needed to hurry home to masturbate, but he thought he'd take a little time out of his schedule.
But again, that exact discussion. Now, you two are out of this, right?
Oh,
yeah.
It was more you four out of this, but it was okay. Now, this guy was big, and he was Mexican, and he was scary, and he looked like he had the advantage.
Was he down a step or up a step?
He was short. He was a shorter guy, but he was built like a jukebox, and he had a shaved head and stuff, and he looked scary. So I said, look, this guy will have no problem with me, right? Right. I got stitches in my knee. So you guys, I just need your word that you're going to stay out of this, and we'll walk down to the street, and we'll take care of business. So we walk.
Motion to dismiss your 10 friends from this fight.
We walk down the street.
No, they'll do it. They'll swear to it, guys.
No problemo. Well, no problemo. The caveat is if he's kicking your ass, we'll stay out of it. So we square off in the street, and I start getting the better of this guy. I was kickboxing at the time and doing some boxing. I wasn't that bad an ass. This guy wasn't as scary as he looked, and I was scarier than I looked, basically what happened. So I started beating the guy up and eventually socked him one too many times, and he fell back sort of into his group, and he wouldn't come back. And then I started up with the taunting, which is, you begged me to come out in the street. You said you were going to break my other knee. I told you I wanted to go home. You wouldn't have any of it. And now here we are, and this is it. This is all you brought. This is all you got. And about in the middle of that rant, I felt a baseball bat on my knee.
Good knee or bad knee?
It was the good knee, and it was the back of the good knee in the fleshy part of the thigh, a little above the knee, which just made me curtsy, but I was fine. But still, I was hit with a baseball bat by a guy we later found. And then I felt a bottle breaking on my shoulder that was thrown, by the way, and it just broke right on my shoulder. I don't know how it broke on my shoulder but it hit right in the sweet part of the bottle, and it just shattered. I didn't get cut by the glass. I didn't have a red mark. I had a little red mark from the bottle, and I had a big red mark from the bat, but I was fine. And I was drunk, and I was pissed, and I said, who's the puss with the bat? And they all dove on me. And then they all jumped on me, and they kicked the crap out of me for a little while, and then they got off of me again, and now I had a lip that was split wide open, but I was still drunk, and I was still angry. And sometimes you look, there are times in life where you just barely slip and hit the floor and you fracture your shin, and then there are times when you take a snowmobile and you topple it over 16 times and you pop up, and for some reason you feel fine. This was one of those snowmobile moments. I had a busted open lip. I got hit with the bottle and the bat, but I felt fine. So I said, who hit me? Who busted my lip open like they knew? And it was the black guy. Now, the black guy was some kind of kung fu guy. And so me and him squared off in some sort of kung fu theater until the cops showed up. And then my buddy Ray and Chris showed up, and they went in and terrorized the guys. And I have two quick addendums to this story. One, I was always looking for the guy who hit me with the bat.
Right.
His name was Terry Mosier. We found him later on in life. He's a professional pilot now.
That's so funny.
But my buddy Ray found him a year later at a Christmas party we were at a Valley house. I was in the bathroom making out with somebody. I guess I did better than I thought back then.
And you were better
than
you
somebody
thought.
Banged on the door, and I said, who is this? And they said, it's Ray. And I said, Ray, get out of here. I'm busy. And he said, no, you're going to want to see what I got. And I said, Ray, there's nothing you got that I want, so get out. And he said, get out here. And I stepped out of this bathroom I was making out in, and there was Ray, and he had Terry in a headlock. And he said, this is the guy who hit you with the bat. It took us a year, but now we found him. So what shall we do with him? And the guy was begging for mercy, and I had a chubby, so we let him go.
I was going to say you took the high road, but it was the hard road.
It's actually not. It's really hard to hit a helpless guy in a headlock when the guy just bashes
begging.
Him in the face. Yeah.
And in 30 seconds, I'll tell you how it finished. 8 years after that, I was standing out front of my North Hollywood apartment selling my mini pickup truck when a large Mexican man was moving into the building, a scary-looking guy. I remember standing out there by my truck going, wow, we got a scary-looking guy moving into my apartment building, but I did the neighbor thing. Hey, buddy, moving into the building? I'm up at 4B. And he goes, I know you. And I said, what do we do, play some Pop Warner football here? No. I said, what do? We went to North Hollywood High? No. You went to Walter Reed? No. we fought. And I was like, oh. But he was scared of me because I was the maniac that got hit with the bat and had the bottle broken on him and was yelling.
And said the words, this, I love this because I love a good fight story. That the guy he's beat is in the arms of his essential gang, and Carolla says, you asked me to come down here, and this is what you brought to the table?
Set him loose.
Yeah.
Dude, that's nice. That's a good fight story.
Jumped on me.
So what? It was worth it for saying that to a crowd.
All right.
This is what you brought?
Well, I'm down a knee, and that's all you have.
I was a better talker than I was a fighter. We'll take a quick break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show. Is it a man? Is it a woman? You decide, because we couldn't. Alexis Arquette, up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Let's get her done.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Scores is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Scores LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is ticket central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Henney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Henney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Henney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Henney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long-distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Dos Equis, who remind you to stay thirsty details.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Stock. That's right, 50%. We'll bring a great selection of quality brand name carpets right to your home. Plushes, Berbers, and Frisés, and all the latest colors and styles.
800-588-2300.
And you won't have to wait. Empire will install your new carpet next day. Best of all, you'll save 50% on selected styles in stock. Plus, make no payments for a year on approved credit. Visit EmpireToday.com for details. It's the big spring sale. Save 50% on your new carpet. A sale this big can't last forever. Call Empire today.
800-588-2300. Empire.
Today.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Scores presents Strip Club Etiquette with the Deaf Frat Guy. Today's topic, bouncers.
Don't be afraid to grease the bouncer's palm on the way in. Not only is it polite, but it's in your best interest. It may save you from getting beaten too hard after you get loaded and grab the stripper's ass.
That was Strip Club Etiquette, brought to you by Scores and the Deaf Frat Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Alexis Arquette is in studio.
Hi, everybody.
Good to see you, Alexis. I was aware of Alexis before Surreal Life, but enjoyed her work on that show especially. Volatile.
I appreciate you getting the pronouns correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Calling me she is very appropriate.
But you are pre-op.
Who tells you that?
Well, I just heard that.
Believe what you like.
Is it untrue?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, anything gender-wise in my genitalia is concerned, and even hormones, is owned by Oprah Winfrey, because I'm still going to do her show.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I couldn't even do press for The Surreal Life. I couldn't talk to anybody about anything when we were...
Which finished. Makes for an excellent interview, by the way.
Yeah, yes. Isn't that fantastic? Well, we can talk about the subject of sex changes, transgender, da-da-da. I just can't talk about my own personal stuff. Also...
But you can't say if you've had the work done or you're planning on having the work done.
Well, what I would say to most people that I was, what I'm going to say to Oprah, quite frankly, if she asked me or anyone else, is it really shouldn't affect somebody how you treat them, whether they have their vagina, penis, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why you need to know that unless you want to sleep with somebody.
Okay, I want to sleep with you. So, do you have a penis?
There you go. Thank you.
Well, but you prefer to sleep with straight men?
Well, oh God! Wow, these are really personal questions.
Well, I mean, to be fair,
yeah.
You are on the show partly, and probably the lion's share of the reason you're here, and the reason you're on Surreal Life and everything else is because of this.
Well, I got into real life because I was an actor since I was 15. I've been in 5 number one films.
What were the films? Because I see Pulp Fiction here. You were the guy who hides in the bathroom with the gun. I did not know that.
I have many, many, you know, sort of roles that I've played that people don't recognize me from, which is great, you know. But as far as, you know, my personal life, it's pretty funny how acceptable it's become in this industry to just go ahead and ask somebody about their personal life. I mean, I'm here to promote a movie. I'm not here to talk about my genitalia.
Dude, you're here in a dress is what you're here wearing.
I'm in a dress.
Wow,
I'm in a dress.
You always
day.
Seem so open about your gender issues.
Pardon the expression, but you're a drag.
Well, I'm not a drag. A drag is somebody that, you know, takes it off at the end of the day.
But the movie,
well, we want to know if you took it off yet. That's our big question.
Just
tell us if you're going to answer or not, please. If you're not going to answer, say we're not answering, and that way we'll move along.
If it was maybe 10 years ago, I would have told you I'm hiding more than you're showing.
Okay, There we go.
But nowadays, you know, it really, my midsection is for whoever I'm sleeping with at the time.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And you brought up Oprah. Yeah. Is this a goal or is this a deal that's already in place?
Yeah, no, it's a deal. I couldn't even do press on The Surreal Life because she was so...
So you're going to have a big reveal on Oprah at some point in the future.
Yeah, and the reveal is that nobody gets to know anything. And it's really kind of crass to ask somebody that question, and there's no point in asking about it.
No, I mean, the reveal, though, will be on Oprah.
The reveal of what? I'm living this way. I've been living this way as a woman for 7 years.
But do you think it's educational, though, when you talk about it? If people have misconceptions, is it valuable, at least in that sense?
I'm more insulted by people's opinion about how they think it is a subject that they can just talk about because it's curious. Oh, yeah. Wow, it's such a freak show. It's like, you know what? I can't swear on the radio, but that's how I feel.
Well, which one are you more offended by? Are you more offended by that, or are you more offended that you put on your own bio, I had sex at the Shrine Auditorium during the Grammys?
Did I?
Yeah, sure did. It's right here. Take a look. There it is.
On
right
my
there.
Bio?
There you go. Look at that.
Yes. I didn't write this, honey.
Danny and a tranny is not a good mix. Yeah. We
look
know
that.
That.
Danny, how crass are you right asking now. About your wang when you type up you did it at the Shrine?
I know. I'm sorry about you.
Actually, first of all, A, I don't type. I don't go on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I never said this to anybody, maybe privately. I told somebody a story. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, I think the crux of the story was that after having sex, I threw the used Kleenex down off of the balcony and it hit one of the NSYNC members in the head.
Which one?
Funny, crass, but funny.
It might have been Justin. It might have been Justin.
Wow. That's what turned his hair that weird color.
Exactly. But funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Alexis.
I'll be open-minded and I'll answer any questions if Danny tells us what really went down with the transgender.
Oh, Danny
will tell
you anything.
Ready? I went out, picked up a hooker, she got in the car, turned out to be a guy.
You thought she was a woman? Bullshit.
Ooh.
I thought you were a woman when I came in.
Honey, look. I'm not trying to pass as a woman. I'm passing as a transsexual, transgender. Well,
but when I walked in the room, you passed as a woman. Did I realize you were the archetype?
A lot of guys, people will, you know, they want to believe what they want to believe.
Okay, yeah. When I was done giving them some oral, then it all went back. Are you happy now? Some of us will talk about anything you want, tough guy. So you got a wang or not?
Did he have a wang?
Yeah, we both did, and we tugged on him all night. So, do you have one?
Wow, Danny.
Some of us are good. Some of us just wear wigs.
Alexis, you were able to coax the wallflower, Danny out of his shell. Yeah, but Alexis, look, here's the fun.
People think I'm trying to be famous from my situation.
I think
my
you're trying
situation.
To just not do anything.
I am. I'm trying to just exist in this world and make it not a big deal. Why is it such a freaking big deal for everybody?
Well,
I don't think that's how
radio.
We're looking at it. I think that's
so what
you're bringing to it.
I wouldn't see it
that way.
Here's look, what it is.
Okay, before you tell me what it is, let me tell you this. I believe that all of heterosexual media, which is like, come on, heterosexual people run the entire world. How much more do they want? They've stolen all of our gay
Tell that
humor.
To the Oscars.
They've stolen all of our gay humor. Every gay humor thing you see on television is co-opted gay humor. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we talk about Jon Stewart. We talk about the kind of things that you see, you know, a skit that they'll have on a David Letterman show or Conan. That's gay humor, guys. Sorry. Whether you want to co-opt it and acknowledge it or not.
So is this like what Elvis did to the...
the black blues singer?
Absolute Monts.
Wow, because I'm missing the gay humor.
What about people like Madonna? Did they co-opt things from the gay community?
Well, I think Madonna's done a lot for AIDS and things like that, and so has the gay community for the world. But she hasn't done a whole lot to change my opinion about how gays are represented in this world. And I think she's done a little bit of borrowing and co-opting of her own.
Well, just to try to steer us back on track, speaking of Oprah, what I was asking, you took offense to my question, but I don't
That's what I went about.
You may have misunderstood.
Right, okay. Yeah.
You brought up Oprah, so there's a deal in place with Oprah.
Yeah.
And we will see in the near future...
Right.
Near future,
yeah.
You will go on Oprah,
yeah.
And then there will be some sort of reveal, thus the secrecy, before you go on Oprah, right?
Right. I can't say too much, but basically what I'm saying is, get me on the show because everyone's like wanting to see a sideshow freak. Mm-hmm. And then once I get up there, I tell everybody, it's your problem, not mine.
Okay, but so then, you haven't taped this episode of Oprah yet, but you plan on not revealing?
I plan on going on there. I can't really say what I'm going to do.
And does Oprah know you plan on not revealing what she thinks you might reveal?
I hope it's not during sweeps.
Yes.
You know, did our producer know that your first words were going to be, I can't say, every time we ask you a question on the radio?
No.
Because you're a beautiful woman. Well, if this were TV, this would be great. I'd change my whole tact. But we're on the radio, and people can only hear you, and you're not really saying
Alexis,
anything.
I think what Danny's saying, and we're all sort of feeling, is you have made a living, at least in your recent past, about being transgendered or cross-dresser or whatever it is. So then you come on and then you want to talk about, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky was going to do Jimmy Kimmel and she said no questions about performing oral on the president.
What, her handbag
she wanted to talk about her handbag line. Okay. And I said, well, the reason you're here is because what you did in the White House, not what you did in the sweatshop. And I think the same applies to you, Alexis.
No, the reason I'm here is to promote a film.
What film? Let's talk about your film.
It's called Killer Drag Queens on Dope.
Oh, so not about drag.
I stand corrected.
Yeah,
right.
So it's a it's a tongue-in-cheek comedy about it's sort of like a Russ Meyers film or something that you'd see in the '60s.
Yeah,
a lot of
big boobies,
gratuitous violence, a lot of girls killing boys. Which, I don't claim to do every job that I do is going to be heal the world.
Right.
You got to enjoy it.
So you're saying
yourself.
Killer drag queens on dope is not going to save any children.
Well, maybe. Maybe keep them from being beaten by their homosexually repressed family members.
Well, what do you think, speaking of family members, what do you think created Alexis Arquette? Take that in the spirit in which it's intended.
Right. I think that when I look back at my life, I used to line up in the girls' lines and the boys' lines. I'm very aware that I'm at a dual place in my life, and, I'll always be somebody who was born biologically male originally. So I'm not trying to trick anyone. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to go out there and, what I can tell you is that, I can't tell you that.
Mm. Well, you want to go...
I'm curious.
I will say this. Well, I'm gonna.
This is radio.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you have a limb between your legs.
Yeah.
Well, and you want to see? Do you really want to see my vagina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well,
and
she's getting out of her chair.
Bill is getting out of his chair as well.
Right on.
All right. I'm showing you my vagina. Here's the deal.
What's the other one?
Like I said,
until you put
some
a ring
of us
on
play,
my
finger. Some of us don't.
You put a ring on my finger, Adam, maybe we can talk about it.
How about we put a ring down below?
Oh, yeah.
All I'm saying is you're in your early 30s, I would assume. I know
a lady never
tells her age.
That's kind.
But, or shows her penis.
And you've...
That's an old song. A lady never shows her penis. Remember that? Puts a stocking with something shocking.
You're sexy.
Rudy Valley sung it. All I'm saying is I'm assuming if you were going to do the whole transgendered thing, you probably would have done it by now.
Right.
But listen.
You guys, seriously, you guys do not.
We have to dump
I know
what,
that.
My point is this. Seriously, it's perverted to want to know about people's genitalia. There's something horribly wrong.
But they
want to
know about women's and men's and everyone's genitalia.
Yeah,
they're guys.
Wait, what's the name of your movie again? I'm sorry. What's the name of your movie?
If Pamela Anderson
Killer drag queens means guys dressed as women. It's
right.
How perverse is it if you're starring in a movie?
I'm playing a drag queen in the movie. I'm not playing a transgender.
I'm going to say something that's probably going to make you. More upset than you already are.
Somebody else, but I really do.
Here's the thing. Sort of reminds me of the goth kids. They
what
put
about
on
them?
Well, they put on the eyeliner, they put on the black trench coat, and then they go hang around the jocks. And then the jocks see the kid with the eyeliner on, and they start making fun of him, and then the kid becomes a victim. I say, if you don't want the jocks to make fun of you, don't put the eyeliner on and hang out in the jock lounge.
Right.
So you
have to, like, assimilate in this world. Is that
no, it? But if you don't, be prepared for questions.
Whatever. Boys have a penis, girls.
All right. You got to go now, Alexis, because you can't keep using the S word on the air.
Okay, first of all, I'll use the S word one. You cannot expect people to put aside their entire career of acting, which is why I'm here, to promote
Killer
a role and a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you assume that I was hired to be on Surreal Life simply because I'm transgender. You're wrong. They actually asked me to do it, not knowing how I would show up.
That was a part of it, I'm assuming.
No, I don't know about
that. Well, either way, that is the questions we have for you when you come in a dress with long hair.
That's fine. You didn't ask me about working with Quentin Tarantino. You haven't asked me about anything I've done in my career.
That's because you didn't answer anything. Right. We could have moved along had you said yes or no to any one of our questions.
To my genitalia questions?
All right. Listen, Alexis,
you guys seem angry to me. Well, you guys are trying to be shock jocks, okay? And you know what? The fact of the matter is, this subject is highly personal, not just to me, to a lot of people. And also, it is something that is completely inappropriate, and people are constantly turning us into some sort of
this is a self-fulfilling prophecy, Alexis, please.
It is disgusting and foul. And remember when I was done, my Kleenex flew off and hit one of the boys from NSYNC?
Yes.
You got to pick which one of these things is too appropriate.
You know
darling.
What? Here, guys, I can talk about sex. I'm not going to
talk about
genitalia.
Hitting another man in the face.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
All right,
but that's not embarrassing or personal.
We didn't want to put you on the spot or make you uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that you were very open about talking about these things and that you appreciated being able to educate people about things they might not know about.
Right.
Alexis,
you guys are
angry.
I'm very angry.
No.
Yes.
Adam,
what is she
I'm
mad
so
at?
Angry.
I don't know.
Why? Because I get in fights? You guys put yourself in my position for
not
a second. Adam, that you were born a Nazi, and everyone thought you were a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
You dressed like a Nazi. There was no way to remove the Nazi costume, and you were nothing about you that was a Gestapo-like. You were, in fact, Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But everyone thought you were a Nazi.
But
how would you feel?
I'll show you how I'd feel. Ready? Hey, Adam, you got this Nazi suit on and all them Nazi clothes. Are you a Nazi?
Hold on, I got to strangle Teresa and then I'll tell you.
He'd just say no.
Here's the thing. I've probably not put on the uniform and a two-step over to the radio station.
Yeah.
Right. I live this way
all
in my life. I don't have to show anyone my genitalia or talk about it. Because it has nothing to do with who I am.
Right,
and you're a prick.
We're out of time. Oh, please. Please. Alexis Arquette.
You just say go.
I'm disappointed. Oh, she's leaving.
All right. Well, take your headphones off, Alexis, please.
I've always been a fan of her, and she was very angry.
You guys, I'm not angry.
Go away.
All right. That's enough.
We meant no disrespect.
Violently
just shoved the microphone towards
me. Don't make me help you to the door. Go.
I think it's nothing more than... I think it's performance art.
She's very angry.
What a shocker.
How is she so mad at?
All right.
We need...
Wait, her publicist is coming. Come on in. Who are you?
With the film company, I'm John.
Right, hi,
hey, John.
John,
how are you?
Productions. Hi, a big fan of the show.
Thanks.
Alexis just came in as a favor to us.
Hey, for you, she did a good job. I know the name of the movie now.
Yeah.
Killer Drag Queens
on Killer Drag Queens on
Film. Did it sound like we were coming from a position of trying to make a freak out of her? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I heard you guys talk. Every time you had an Arquette on, you wanted to ask about Alexis. So I knew you guys were curious.
Do you think that's coming from a place of thinking she's a freak or being curious and interested?
I would say curious, Teresa, curious, Adam, and Danny's a little bit abrasive, but that's Danny.
No, Danny's the guy that is fully expected to ask first, so I do. I do my job.
Yeah, and her position
is... Had she done hers...
We'd She's not allowed time. To talk about
I wouldn't
it
be talking to some
thing.
Publicist instead of talking to the famous transvestite.
Again, not a publicist.
Whatever it is you do. She did a good job for you. We all know about the movie.
And there's
I got a job to do here. Yeah. It's the Adam Carolla Show. He doesn't want to go up and say, hey, got a wang? I'm Danny Bonucci. People know I'm going to say, hey, buddy, got a wang?
Also,
I'm just doing my job.
Got a wang. Horrible designer.
Yes, and I wore
her to the
got a wang?
Oscars last year, yeah.
I mean, with all due respect, this Oprah thing, if we were to go out on a date and I said to you, I'd like to kiss you, but I'm kissing the date after you, so I'm not going to kiss you, you might be offended.
Now, all I want to say is that she's not here to be a publicity whore for the movie. She's not going to make any money off this. We picked it up for distribution.
All right.
I just realized something. Today I'm doing Scarborough Country for the third time in a week. But Scarborough, if you're out there, no Partridge Family questions, no drug questions.
No tranny questions. No Gretchen questions. No Gretchen Bonaducci questions.
All right, I'm going to go take a rape shower.
Jeez.
And we'll
Thanks
be back.
Sure.
Text Free FM. 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station, where guys are free to be guys.
Man power!
From the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in the morning.
Danny, I'm sorry, but I ask guys, when's Valentine's Day? And if he goes, I don't know, I go, we can hang.
To Frosty, Heidi, and Frank at work.
Men have the intuition women don't.
And Tom Likas driving you home.
What women really like is men who treat them like crap.
Hey, we're here for you, guy.
Yeah, bring on the med wars.
97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of a Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer, guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
The Valley's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
You know what I never really got was the concept of island time. I'm talking about the Caribbean. When you step off those fancy resorts, that the third world countries. There's no running water. It's a drag. But I found that even money couldn't motivate people to go faster because they were on island time, and that was cool. And you looked at me and just went, you know, I know you're broke. I know life is hard, but island time just rocks. You know there's an island as cool as any island in the Caribbean, 26 miles off the shore. It's Catalina Island, and we're going there together. Barbecue with Bonaducci, that's what we're calling it, on Catalina Island. It is Saturday, May 12th, actually. Enter to win an expense-paid trip to Catalina Island. Come across on the Catalina Express. Stay overnight at the Atwater Hotel and party with me on Descanso Beach. That's all you got to do. Register to win by going to 971freefm.com, and we will enter to you to win by a random drawing. Catalina Island, relax. You are on island time. It's 97.1, getting ready for summer the best way we know how, by taking you out to the islands. It's bathing suits, it's bikinis, it's barbecue, it's Bonaducci.
HD Radio. Discover it in the ultimate driving machine.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents, 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is bear better? Take the bear challenge and decide for yourself. Only at The Home Depot. Good, better, bear.
And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, non-alcoholic beer.
It has the taste of ale without the pleasant inebriation? What kind of a man would drink such a concoction?
That was Adam Explains Non-Alcoholic Beer to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well. Peter Stacker, by the way, and Dave Bickler, both here. Now, Peter, you do the voiceover work,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
And Dave Bickler, you do the singing.
Yes.
And Dave was in Survivor.
I was. I was in Survivor, you know, the original Survivor.
And something I always wanted to ask, the band The Ides of March.
Yeah, the keyboard player songwriter for the Ides of March was also band sort of formed around him, Survivor around him after he left the Ides of March. He was doing a solo thing for a while and then formed Survivor.
A little insight into the Ace Man's psyche quickly. I oftentimes forget the address of my house. I don't send out any mail. I never write it down. I have a guy who does all that, and every once in a while somebody says, "What's your address?" I'll send it by the house, and I go, I don't know, and I don't know any of the streets around my street. I couldn't tell you the next street over, but when I'm driving in my car and I hear the guitar solo from Friendly Stranger in the Black Sedan by the Ides of March, I think, wow, that sounds just like the guitar solo from Survivor. And then I realized
there's a connection there.
There's a connection
there.
The same guy. All right, so I know only the stuff that nobody cares about, but I don't know the important things.
I think it's fascinating.
I care.
Like Dave.
We care. We care,
Adam.
Well, Dave, now that wasn't you singing that song, but it was you singing the Rocky stuff, right?
Yeah, the Eye of the Tiger. Yeah.
Give us a shot. Give us a taste.
Rising up. Back on the street.
More.
That was good. More.
Just wait a little bit more.
He's waiting to come in. Yeah.
Now I could get it done easily by the recording. It is. What time
you
is
sound
it?
Really good, though, 7:30. For this hour.
Have you guys made a gazillion dollars just from this one song?
We have. A billion, I think. Isn't it a billion?
It's about a billion, with it, including the choppers are a write-off.
The song really gets me on.
It gets you what?
It gets you going.
Yeah, I know. It makes you want to punch a heavy bag or an old lady in Bonaducci's case.
Thanks.
Or a tranny.
Look,
who cares?
I just took all my rings off. I was going to go hit him.
Any port in a storm.
Okay,
takes a while to get to it. All right,
yeah,
come on,
it does. I know.
In.
It's got a big intro.
Back on the street. Did my time. Took my chances. Go.
Did Sly come to you, or did you submit this, or how did the whole thing get started?
We're from Scotty Brothers Records, and Tony Scotty was talking to Sly Stallone, our friends, and mm-hmm. he said he's looking for something for his new movie that was more contemporary than, you know, that's just the Bill Conti thing. So he said, I got this band Survivor, so he sent him some tape, you know, of the movie, and that's how, you know, Eye of the Tiger
came
up.
So you wrote the song?
Yeah, specifically.
Watching the movie. Yeah.
Got Eye of the Tiger, you gotta come on!
And Peter Snacker,
yes,
you're a professional voiceover.
Yeah, I do lots of stuff.
Guy, and you've been working for many years. Yes, and you guys were put together, you say, 8 years ago?
Eight years ago.
Real Men of Genius?
Yeah.
The first set was different from the second set.
Well, that was Real American Heroes. Yeah. That was prior to 9/11.
And that was, give me an example of a Real American Hero prior to...
That would be Mr. Footlong Hot Dog
Mr.
in
Footlong.
Bed.
Yes,
Mr. Taco Salad Inventor?
That was later on.
I think that was when it changed to Real Men of Genius, but there was Mr. Bowling Shoe Giver Outer. That was
right. Mr. Foam Finger Maker.
I remember that.
Yeah, sure. You've given us what we've always wanted, a bigger wiener.
Wow, that's good.
Now, how...
I thought I had the pipes, but this guy's got the pipes.
And who's the genius that writes the Real Men of Genius stuff?
Well, there's a whole team of guys together at DDB. There's about 20 guys.
Yeah. Oh, DDB?
And then and we're part of the creative process, which
Should
is really
we know
neat.
What DDB
they
is?
To, no, not as
an advertising firm,
yeah,
right? And how much tweaking do you guys do? Because I imagine when you start saying it out loud, you go, oh, this would be funny if I said this.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of... There's sometimes stuff comes in and it's dead on. Mr. SPF 15 wearer. They didn't change a thing on that. That just happened. And other stuff, it takes a while. If it doesn't work, then the whole group descends on it and just rips it to shreds until it works.
Has there ever been one, and I know there's like Mr. Wears Too Much Cologne guy, and some of this stuff has to kind of get close to the edge of being a little bit naughty, especially...
the one for Viagra. I thought it was a little naughty.
But Budweiser's a big national company. They're not interested in, you know, getting any hate mail. Right. Has there been one that got nixed by Budweiser, or has there been anything you can remember where they said...
There's 123 that got nixed.
Is there really? Is there a specific line or a specific thing where they said, "Fellas, we need to go back into the studio because we sent this out to St. Louis"?
And you sincerely believe I'm going to say that out loud now?
No, there was that. I hate Canadians. That was rejected.
I want to know how you guys are involved with Blades of Glory, the new Will Ferrell.
Oh yes.
Well, Bud Light is got together with Paramount. And they just said, what can we do to help promote the movie? Because, as you know, Bud Light is obviously into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, the Real Men of Genius are touring. We're going all over the place. We do it at NFL. We do Major League Baseball. And we write custom stuff when we go out on the road.
Ah.
And they said, we'll send them to L.A. and then talk up the movie. Because the movie's pretty funny.
It's good.
I've only seen little pieces of it. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
Looks funny.
Speaking of custom stuff, can you guys give us a little ditty?
Yeah.
Little
well, we're gonna, we wrote something for you.
Wow.
All right.
And because we care.
Oh, this is
no, really.
Hold on a second. Let me really...
Take this in. You know?
Let me drink this in. Because you know you've arrived.
This is one of those moments. Don't let it just pass by.
All right. I'm digging in. Here we go.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, the completely popular Adam Carolla Show.
The completely popular Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla, boxer, builder, Brillo head. It's pure American genius to get paid to complain.
What's wrong with that?
Danny Bonaducci, just what you need. Some genius to mention the Partridge Family again. So, we won't.
Please don't hurt me.
Teresa Strasser, after dealing with LA News all morning, we all deserve a good sobbing, wailing, snorting cry.
I need my space.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light and toast Sister Teresa, Devil Dan, and Angel Adam. They're not complaining. They're just explaining.
Loving them doesn't take a genius.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Nice.
Well done.
A 9 out of 10. If you don't switch Teresa's snorting with my snorting, then I think it had
been
perfect.
Yeah, well, yeah. It would have been perfect.
Wow. That is, you know, a lot of people do that thing where they go, you know, other than the birth of my kids, this is the best day of my life. But I'm putting this ahead of the birth of my children.
I'm honored.
Really,
honored.
That was just sort of a formality before we took them home and then the real job of parenting started. This has been the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
Now, do you get a ton of people going, please leave an outgoing message on my phone machine?
Never. That's never happened. That's wild you would bring that up.
Well, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, Pete, as I like to call you, but whenever we get someone who can do nice voiceover work in this, I always ask them to do this, which is, I always thought it would be funny, you know, and I guess you do a bunch of TV stuff, you know, where they go, this week on Hack. You ever do that?
Yeah.
You do that
I've done some stuff, yeah. For Comedy Central, I do a lot of stuff.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
Reno 911. Coming up next on Comedy Central.
Did you ever introduce the Man Show on Comedy Central?
No, I didn't get to do that. I said Adam's name a while ago, though.
Really?
Out loud, I remember something.
Well,
something.
We all did.
Yeah.
Well, were we making love or was it just something?
No. I said not yell.
Say my name.
He's doing it with you. He says my name.
Pete, I just need you to say my name right now.
Well, maybe it was for a roast or something like that.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I think it was, yeah.
Let's not digress. What I wanted to say was every time we get a decent voiceover guy in here, I try to pull this gag, which is... I always wanted the guy to go, you know, they do that. I grew up in the 70s watching those shows where they'd go like, this week on Vegas, in order to catch a jewel thief, Dan is going to have to become a jewel thief. But I always just want to replace it with rapist. You see, so see, it's this week on Hack. In order,
I thought you were going
to
say this week on Rapist.
No,
it's worse.
It goes like
or
this.
Or better.
This week on Hack, in order to catch an international jewel thief, Hack is going to have to become a rapist. See, it's funny. Let's try one.
It zigs where you think it's going to zag.
That's right.
This week on Hack, in order to become an international jewel thief, Hack is going to have to become a rapist.
Perfect, except for it's to catch an international jewel thief.
That was
so good. One more try. We'll recue the tape.
Could you beat up Don LaFontaine?
One man against the planet alone.
Okay. All right, here we go. Take two.
This week on Hack, in order to catch an international jewel thief, Hack is going to have to become a rapist.
There, perfect.
Wow.
And you see, it just keeps going into... spinning off. Yeah, you think he's going to have to become a jewel thief, but no. Give us your last one. Give us one more, because I'm a junkie.
We'll do one on L.A. food.
Can I take one last chance at redeeming myself?
Yeah.
What about that blind skating chick who falls over the roses at the end of that movie? She in there?
Huh?
No.
I know. You mean Ice Castle.
Oh, Ice Castle.
With Robbie Benson. Love that movie.
Well, Robbie, my man. Oh, I still got his poster.
Yeah, I know. He was hot in that
You
movie.
Yell
hot.
His name out, too, Peter?
No, I don't. I whisper his.
Nice. All right, let's hear the last one.
Go.
This is L.A. Food.
Yeah, this is...
Mr. Not Quite Honest Q Sound Guy.
All right. Uh-oh. Are you ready?
Mr. Angry Nerd.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Los Angeles, California, alias L.A.
Los Angeles, California, alias L.A.
L.A., the world's largest theme park, filled with dinosaurs, cobras, snakes, cats, rats, and predators. And that's just Beverly Hills.
Kitty catty.
L.A., dine on Moroccan, Russian, Asian, French, even Californian. Like Cal-Asian and Cal-French.
Calories!
It would take you over 200 days to eat your way through the Korean restaurants alone.
My burning desire!
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light L.A. and eat macro, vegan, raw, incendiary, organic, art food, meat on meat, even cuisine.
I love to eat L.A.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mazel tov. Pete Stacker, Dave Bickler, the real, real men of genius. You guys are doing the Lord's work. And I hope, listen, I hope this goes on for 100 years, but I assume you guys are in your 40s by now, and you should be training young understudies because I want this party to continue.
It will.
My son is going to turn 16 in a few years, and he's going to, 21. Yeah, well, I'll get him a fake ID, but the point is
we'll get
I want
the
him
Bud
to
Light
hear
Mountain.
These commercials, either that or we're just going to have to bank thousands of them, so in case...
Well, we got another 25 coming up in a couple of weeks, yeah.
By the way, I had a meeting the other day that Anheuser-Busch is coming back on the station to spend some real money and back us and they love our show and stuff, but I want to be the spokesman instead of Adam. Now, Adam can talk about having a great drink and his beer with Kimmel at the party, but I want to say anybody can do that. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'd saw off my arm. What do you think?
It's true. We'll take it under advisement.
Thank you. Well, that was a hell of a slogan. We didn't laugh that hard.
Yeah, like, I take a swig off a beer, but then I don't hug it and yell, sweet medicine, I've missed you so.
I don't either. I finish it and hug anything living next to me and then say that.
That's the way I'm about Robbie Benson, so it's
Replace hug with hump, and you have your answer. All right, quick break.
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, Blowhard number one, Tyra Banks, interviews Danny Bonaducci on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX, free FM.
Friday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
The city of industry.
I'm a professor of trim.
The Tom Likas, Cuatro de Mayo, Mucho Macho Vieta.
All you need is my handprint on your ass.
Señor Likas live broadcast and Maloney's signing part. 3-8 at Crossroads Parkway exit off the 60 in the city of industry. Get there early or, well, you won't get in. And we're not done yet.
Powered by Salsa Hornitos Tequila. Drink smart and Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friend.
We are 97.1 Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
You know, it's very funny. Whenever they give me something to tell you about that I have a passion about, there's something they need you to know that seems like the least important to me, but When I tell you about all these Harley Davidsons at, of course, Ventura and Simi Valley Harley Davidson, they want me to mention to you that you heard it on this radio station or on the radio. Go into Ventura or Simi Valley Harley Davidson, get a free ride book with the purchase of anything. And that can be as small as a 25-cent sticker. So there you go. Here's the deal. They've got two shops. They have two dealerships, two big stores, whatever you want to call them. One in Ventura, one in Simi Valley. They both sell motorcycles, have full-service shops, and Harley clothing. Now, that's genuine Harley clothing. Nothing says I ride. Nothing says, hey, I kind of do what I really want to do. Like a real life. They're expensive, I'll tell you the truth. A good leather Harley Davidson jacket. But it's worth it. It tells people something about you. Harley Davidson has their own financing on site. They also have the apparel, like I told you. Genuine Harley Davidson motor clothes. Bitchin'. When you mention Harley Davidson, you just can't say Harley. You gotta say Harley Davidson, because that's what they are. They got a last name.
Think a small business owner. I got into business for myself because I saw an opportunity. An opportunity to do things better and more efficiently than the other guys. To do things my way. But along with the enjoyment that I get out of running my business comes some pretty serious responsibility and inevitably paperwork. But I've got a partner who's really helped me out. Visa Business. It gives me flexibility to manage cash flow, easy to use reports to track expenses, and I don't have to worry about it being accepted. They've really helped me break through to the next level. And more importantly, get back to doing what I do best, which right now is hanging 2-ton trusses.
Hey, hold it right there, Charlie. Okay, let's go. Let's get started.
No matter what you want to do in business, business takes Visa. Go to CapitalOne.com today to find the right no-hassle card for your...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It was many, many years ago. His life was really sad. On the road, being chased by police. Almost half his bones are broken and he didn't really care. With the crap he's done, I'm amazed he's not deceased. Because those years he was so very high. Took every drug he could afford to buy. Then beat up a chick who turned out to be a guy. Bonaducci high
on prescriptions.
Bonaducci
high on tranquilizers.
Bonaducci high.
Rich Banks, you're a genius, my friend.
Half that song makes me proud. It really does. At least half that song I'm proud of.
Well, something I presume you're proud of is being on Tyra Banks. Now, you taped the show a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that was weird. Normally, daytime talk shows either air that same day or the next day.
But they air these a few weeks. They bank them, pardon the pun,
right,
and air them a few weeks down the road. So should we just get right into the clips? Because we've not heard these clips.
We have not seen it.
I just want to say in advance, it's really weird. It turns a direction I did not wish to go. I did not want to go either. It just wasn't what we had planned.
They invited you there to talk about Anna Nicole.
Well, also to be funny. The pre-interview was funny, and this cut all, she goes, you're more interesting than the people we're talking about, so let's talk about you. And then they rolled the cameras.
Well, I became a big fan of Tyra Banks ever since she broke down the color barrier by posing in a bikini on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
And she'll point that out, which she did during Black History Month last month, that she broke down the barrier.
I said that during the pre-interview. I said that I want to be the first Caucasian man to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a bikini. And he laughed, and he was in, and then we did the show, and it wasn't.
My fat ass! That's when she broke down the barriers for 10 pounds overweight supermodels.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with the first clip of Bonaducci on Banks yesterday.
Do you think that young kids that watch and look up to a Danny Bonaducci and then they see Danny Bonaducci going through hell, do you think it's a cautionary tale to stay away, or do you think it's an alluring thing like, wow, he's an alcoholic, maybe that's cool?
I would certainly hope that is not the case. And I have said... And I didn't mean it literally, so please don't think I offered this advice to young people, but I just said in general on radio interviews, if I am your role model, you should just kill yourself now and save some time. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a bad call.
Because even your own kids don't look up to you.
Yeah, no. But did one's 12. She's actually taller than I am. Right.
Did the audience, it seemed like they didn't know whether to laugh.
They were the stiffest people in the whole world. Because I said things I have said before that got huge laughs and stone face. I thought Dr. Phil's guys were going to be tough. They loved me. These chicks stared me down.
Well, sometimes, and Tyra's been on the air long enough, but sometimes the daytime audience is comprised of methadone addicts that they round up from the clinic and give them $10 in a tote bag and bring them over to the daytime filmings. But she's been on the show for a few years, so she has her audience mostly women.
All women. I didn't see one guy.
Good, because I would like to talk to that fella.
I was the only guy there.
Tyra, dripping with gravitas.
Well, let's hear the next gravitas-laden snippet.
Are you addicted to fame?
Yes.
You are?
I don't have one moment.
So what would happen if no one knew your name anymore and you had to wait in line for restaurants and you couldn't get anything special and Tyra Banks did not want to interview you? Nobody did. What would happen?
Boy, I don't know, because in some way this can sound like I'm an egomaniac, but remember, I'm the guy who lived in the street. But one way or another, I've been famous for 40 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know anything. I don't know how. I don't have any skills. If tomorrow morning on 97.1, I'm not funny,
nice
I'm
job.
In big trouble because I can't fix a car.
Mm. I didn't hear my name, famous boy. But
oh, yeah. Hang on, bitch.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Really?
Nice job. You are really too. Really?
Yes.
I have to say, you are very good on every talk show I've ever seen you on.
Thank you. I can't fix a car.
Yeah, Danny is...
bring it.
Let it be a lesson to all the folks that want to do these types of things. He shows up and he's ready to go. So many people act like you woke them up and dragged them into the studio, and then they sit there with a puss on and their arms folded, thinking that you're supposed to entertain them. Meanwhile, they're the one who's either behind a microphone or in front of a camera who's looking like a J.O. in front of America. Danny, and I've said this to people about myself, the reason I dance when I do these things, and I'm guessing the reason holds true for Danny as well, is not because you're such a great guy, but you're a narcissist. You want people watching to go, wow, this guy's compelling. Wow, this guy's funny.
I'm a double narcissist. I want people to say, wow, isn't he creative and talented? But I did it for that 1 second where I said 97.1. That's why I did that show. That's the only reason.
I want to hear when you say Adam Carolla.
Coming up. Depends on how they edit it.
D-end. Danny Bonaducci, double narcissist. Next on the Tyra Banks Show. Well, let's hear the next one.
Dude, would you rather be super rich or super famous?
Dumb question.
Yeah.
You know what? Do I have to pick one? Because almost...
You have to pick one.
But one will buy you the other. If I were super rich, I'd buy a television station. And if I were super famous, I'd make money at it.
But there's a lot of famous people that don't have money, but they're famous. So which one is more important? You know, and there's a lot of rich people that we don't know who they are.
But that's because some people like that. I'm not one of them. Listen, when I was really rich and famous and being Danny Partridge, I needed security all the time. You know, because today a huge hit show has 22 million viewers. Mm-hmm. Partridge Family had 40 million viewers every night because there were four channels.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody knew us. We sold 28 million albums. And all I wanted was a little privacy. And then I got some. And guess what?
You didn't like
it. It's overrated.
Yeah. And she didn't need to step right on your guess.
No.
What?
Yeah.
When you have a guest and they go, and then I get, hold on. What would it sound like if it was sung by the monks who sing
the
from the throats?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, when somebody says, and guess what? Don't jump in and go, we got some.
She has all the timing of a death row chaplain.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take ourselves. Danny, why don't you throw it to break? All right. So we're going to hear more clips. More from Tyra Banks. Oh, controversial.
I can't wait for that.
Well, you want to talk about a tease? I ain't moving.
She said what?
Danny, you got to do some live reads, right? For AMCO? But, Danny, overall, the experience, Tyra, taller than you thought?
By leap. Sorry.
Come on, Danny.
I stepped on myself.
He can harmonize with himself in three ways.
Mm-hmm. And produces the show as well, yes? Oh, I see. Involved with every aspect of it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But overall, as big a blowhard as you'd expected? Okay.
Sam Moore.
I was curious if she was in pretty in person as she is on TV.
She got weird colored eyes. Like this crazy green eyes. Like P. pierce you. It's amazing.
There seems to be a fair amount of people of color with crazy green eyes, and I'm not sure where that comes from because it just doesn't seem mathematically possible. There's only so many brown-haired white people that have the blue or green eyes. There seems to be a fair amount of brothers and sisters that have it, or maybe those are the ones who get the jobs in Hollywood.
I'm going to guess that.
Ah, okay. Well, let's keep it going. This is Bonaducci. First, the opening, the Partridge in Pain. Good.
Coming up, a partridge in pain. Danny Bonaducci takes us inside the addictive world of fame and the price he paid to keep it.
Well, let's hear the rest of the interview from Tyra Banks yesterday.
You remind me of kids of today that want to be famous so badly, whether it's a reality show, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on MySpace. It's like it seems like kids today are just obsessed with being famous, but that sounds like who you are, too.
Well, it is who I am, but in a sense, I resent in a big way, and that's me being kind. On my radio show, I'd probably say hate, but I resent most famous people. They come out here, they take two jobs and get three roommates so they can afford to go out on auditions, and they claw their way and they claw their way, and now they're making $20 million a picture and they expect us to leave them alone? Well, no. I bought their privacy.
It felt like she was doing some projection when she was talking about everybody's dying to be famous.
Yeah. Wait, does she like digs into me for some crazy... This model.
Let's hear more.
It wants to duel with me. It's like, dude, should I kill you on your own show and just duel with you right now?
Not only during sweeps.
Okay.
Very opinionated. You're the co-host on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, I am.
But you're being very calmer than you are probably on the radio right now.
I'm being far more polite than I am on the radio. But that's because Adam is very soft-spoken and Teresa's very soft-spoken. And when they're saying, I hold so-and-so in disdain, I say, I hate their guts. Somebody has to do it, and I'm quite comfortable with it.
Nice job working in
basically,
both our names.
Basically, Adam Carolla and Teresa are very kind and on the ass. That's what that comes out to.
I knew I would make it onto the Tyra Banks Show one day.
I always
dreamed
that we'd be on the Tyra Banks Show, Adam. We made it.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have a panty party.
just your first name made it, sweetie.
One day, my last name, one day, if somebody kills me.
Okay, dude, I'm doing the Neil Kubota show on, I think, CNN or Fox today. I'll do both your names today.
Last name?
Yeah.
Neil Kubota. All right. We have one more. Last clip from Tyra Banks.
When I meet somebody and they come up to me on the street and they say, I listen to your radio show or I watch your TV show, they choose me over someone else. There's a lot of other TV and radio, so they chose me. Also, by choosing me, they keep me employed. So they are my fan and my employer, and I treat them with exactly that much respect. I got time for everybody. I'm signing every autograph. I'm stopping for every picture that anybody wants from me. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're very grateful.
The day you see me in a pair of hat and dark glasses means I've retired.
You can listen to Danny weekdays on the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.
I put that in the monitor.
Thanks for the plug,
because, it's the Adam Carolla Show. It's when you don't get the plug, it's because they've typed in, you can hear Danny Bonaducci on 97.1. So I went up to that prompter guy, and I said, the show is actually called the Adam Carolla Show, and I'm on it. And I watched him retype it.
I love that about Danny.
While breathing hard on his neck.
He's a salty veteran.
Well, you know what? I've been around forever. I've accomplished plenty. I just want more money.
I like grizzled better than salty.
I was going to go with grizzled, but I didn't think that'd be kind.
Hold on. Let me ask a virtual Danny. Do you prefer salty or grizzled? I see. You're not going with either one of them. You're going with distinguished. Interesting. I like that angle.
Yeah, it's fitting.
What are you and Gretchen doing tonight? Nice. Yeah.
Got it.
You got to show his boss every once in a while.
I know.
Sweet. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, a full hour with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Let's get her done.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight.
Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's tax relief cash giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Scores is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Scores LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is Ticket Central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to SinusBuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Hinney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Henney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Henney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Henney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long-distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of a Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Now, this is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air,
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Dos Equis, who remind you to stay thirsty, my...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. From Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild.
In the wild, I do just fine. The Nugents are not going hungry.
And now we're proud to welcome one of rock's most insanely talented guitarists, the Motor City Madman, Terrible Ted Nugent, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Ted.
It gets longer.
All right, I don't hear anything on my mic.
Uh-oh.
There I am. Ah, one of them deals. Get my guitar tech in here. We can get this fixed.
Ted, you said you just got back from 200 straight days of hunting?
Yeah, pretty much. I wrapped the tour up the 1st of September, and then I just get up every morning like an idiot. So my Labradors are all worn out, and I'm like wasted.
Is Labradors a euphemism for your scrotum, or you actually have dogs?
Both. Both, actually. You can call my scrotum anything you wish.
I call
mine
the black lab.
I call mine the big hanger. No, my dogs, I love my dogs. My dogs and I have an affair, man. They hunt every day. And I just, you know, I said good morning to my wife. I kissed her goodbye. She's so beautiful. It's stupid. And I get in the elevator over at the hotel, and there's this another. It's dark out. It's like duck hunting season.
Right.
I'm getting up loud, bleary-eyed after Kimmel last night. And there's another beautiful blonde in the elevator. I'm going, "Are you going duck hunting this morning?" And she looks at me. She goes, what? And I go, it's so early, we might as well just go duck hunting. But then we got into a conversation on how happy my Labradors are. Nothing exudes happiness more than a Labrador on a duck hunting
morning. I have a lab. I have a blonde lab or golden lab, and I can't get it to jump in our swimming pool.
Now, see, I got a big black lab that can jump 25 feet into the pool when we do the retriever classes.
Yes.
But it won't jump into the back of my pickup. But the absolute gay dog that Shemaine raised, the white Labrador, he is all gusto, and he jumps into the truck, and I finally taught Gonzo. And what I did is I ran him way back to the gate, and then I go, come on, Gonzo, let's go. And we run towards the truck, and I go by it, and he jumps up in there. So I can train your dog if you want me to.
I would like that, yes.
Am I the only one that noticed that?
Gonzo and Gayo?
No. How about Ted Nugent wakes up in a Beverly Hills hotel, gets in the elevator with a hot blonde, and Dawn says, let's go shoot some ducks, and they end up talking about dogs till they fall madly in love, and now your dog's in the pool with his gay-ass pooch. What's wrong with you two?
Dogs are my life.
Where's
the hot blonde?
Hot blonde, Mrs. Nugent's listening to the radio show right now, so the hot blonde was Mrs. Nugent, just happened to be a pretty lady in the elevator that I'm the quintessential gentleman.
Very nice.
And I was blurry-eyed, and just because it was dark outside, I figured duck hunting. I start the duck hunting conversation, and she was totally confused.
Same thing happens to me. It's dark out. The sun's just coming up. Elevator door opens. I go, wow, want to do some crank?
So we won't go in there. Same thing. Same happy Labrador or crack horse. I can hardly tell the difference between a Labrador retriever on opening day of duck season and a crack horse in Detroit. I can relate, Danny. I have a foot in both worlds.
I feel much better now.
Well, Ted, I heard you on Kimmel.
How was it? I couldn't stay up. Were we as good as I felt?
You were better.
Well, that's great.
That's impossible. You can't be better than I felt. Marco Mendoza, the world's greatest bass player. Mr. Tommy Clefettos from Detroit. How about my band? These guys are ferocious. And then, with Cleto and the guys, see, I jam with Letterman, when I jam with the Conan band, I'm really selfish. I just want to go on because I see these musicians who have that James Brown thing going, got that Funk Brother thing, real virtuosos, real musical monsters. That's all I want to do. I just want to jam. And last night, it made sense, didn't it?
No, yeah, it did. And I also, the part I was watching, I was digging the music, but I was also digging the interview when he asked you about killing an elephant.
Yeah.
You killed an elephant?
Yeah, you didn't?
Yeah,
I killed
it. Not unless that's a euphemism for masturbating.
No, it's young, yes.
Yeah, but you know, you want to talk about the essence of killing elephants? Or are we going to do an L.A.? Well, the elephants are endangered. You're vicious. You don't have a penis, so you have to take it out on an innocent animal that is smart. Eat me. The elephant I killed.
Yes.
Everybody take a deep breath. My name's Ted Nugent. I kill elephants. Eat me. There are too many elephants.
Good for me, man.
When I was in South Africa, there were 6 villagers trampled to death by an overpopulation of elephants. You know why? Because the South African government, when having an elephant problem, guess who they called? Yes, the number one elephant expert in the world, Brigitte Bardot.
They that ought to do
Bridget
it. Bardot didn't call the Motor City Madman?
Because she's an animal rights retard who thought that she could save Bumbo or whatever little euphemism, little cartoon character name she
Dumbo?
Would. Yeah, whatever. So meanwhile, there's 6 dead villagers. Bridget's back in her hot tub, you know, getting another facelift.
Right.
And all the crops are being destroyed. The people's lives are being destroyed because they saved the elephants to the point where there's too many damn elephants. Maybe the California people can relate it to this. Mountain lions. Remember when mountain lions were an asset to California and they brought tens of millions of dollars to the state so that you could kill the surplus before hikers and bicyclers got eaten? Remember those good old days? Of course you don't, because you've been smoking too much dope, and that's where your numbnut policies come from, is a fog. So bottom line is, I was given a permit to track down this rogue elephant that had killed people, and in my world, I know I'm really weird. You know, that clean and sober 58 years thing really complicates some of the retards out there. So I did the right thing, and I got a 375 H&H Magnum, and I went after an elephant that had been killing people.
Now, is that a rifle?
It's a rifle. rifle, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd have used a grenade if they let me.
Right.
We tracked the elephant from where he had broken down all the fences to the crops. Uh-huh. We got him on the Limpopo River, and I shot him in the brain. You know, within 10 hours, you couldn't find bloody sand where the elephant was because thousands of villagers came, and we cut it up into family-sized portions, and much like your cordon bleu, except with much thicker skin, they eat everything. They eat the body fluids. They eat the eyeballs. They eat the snot. They eat the guts. They eat everything because, unlike America, they're not slovenly, wasteful pigs.
Did you try some of the elephant, Ted?
I did not. I ate everything except elephant.
How do you know?
Have you ever eaten any elephant?
We gave it all. Solution that bothers me here.
Hit me.
Didn't it ever cross your mind? Hey, let's hunt these friggin' villagers. I'll bet they're faster, smarter, harder to hit.
No, they're not. They're not faster. They're not smarter than elephants.
Danny, you got the wrong guy if you think I'm going to be hugging a tree and saying, don't kill anything. Kill whatever you want.
Well, Danny, if you're inclined to hunt the ultimate prey, I'm also a sworn federal marshal, and I conduct falcon raids. The federal and local cops organize nationally, and if you want to kick down some doors and arrest some fugitive felons with me, we can do that, too.
How do you do a falcon raid?
Couldn't be more in love with the Nuge's idea right there.
What do you do with the falcon? What's that? How does that work? What does that mean?
They swear me in, and we go out at 3 a.m., and we find the fugitive felons that are wanted. Mm-hmm. And we track them down. We screw Glocks in their ears and bring them into a cage.
So
next question, please.
So nice. It's sort of like bounty hunter stuff.
Yeah. No, it's actual law enforcement stuff. I'm a sheriff deputy, and because it's federal and local cops organized nationally, I'm a McLennan County constable in Texas. So these guys, I train with these guys, and they like the way I train. And so they go, you want to go on a falcon raid? And I went, sure, I'm getting up to go duck hunting anyhow.
I got to say, there'd be surreal quality to Ted Nugent or Shaquille O'Neal or whoever got into law enforcement busting you. Because A, you're high. B, it's 3:30 in the morning. And C, that's the Wango Tango guy? What's going on?
Adam, you nailed it. There were a couple instances. Not of that, but I'm from Detroit, and I reek of all things funk, brother. Right. So the brothers understand Uncle Ted. You can talk to Johnny out there. Johnny drove me here today, and we had a lot of old Wilson Pickett stories to share.
Black Johnny, yes.
So the guys, we get... Thank you. I love you madly. Mm-hmm. She bought me a mocha. Yeah. I love my mocha extra hot with two
duck
pumps.
Guts in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With duck entrails. Yes, what do they call that? Faux gras that was banned in Chicago. Hey, Mayor Daley, eat me.
I love that stuff.
All right, please. We're talking about bringing down brothers.
So bring you down. So we get in, we arrest these guys, and it's too funny. It's dangerous as hell, which is such an adrenaline.
Right.
Dumping beyond anything you guys can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someday we'll talk
the rush in depth of busting into a house.
Except I've been the other guy, though.
Yeah, well, then you know the adrenaline that you create. We'd like to thank you for that, Danny, because that's why we get
you guys might cancel each other out, because did you say you've been clean and sober for 58
years? 58 years, baby.
And Danny was drunk for...
We could hug and...
30 years, easy.
Danny's never ate elephant, but he... The fat chick once.
You neutralize each other.
That's right.
So what, if there was one time where we got these guys outside on the porch and the Rottweilers are all barking, it's all chaos, and all these federal marshals with their machine guns are all coming in, and they're taking off their hoods, and we're getting these guys out, and they're starting to interrogate them. And this one brother's, you know, just more bleary-eyed than I was this morning, and he's looking up, and they're going, so where's Johnny? I mean, we got everybody, but where's Johnny? Now tell me where Johnny is. And the guy, the interrogator guy, the real tough feds are talking to this guy. He's going, I don't know, man. I ain't seen Johnny. And he looks up and he sees me standing there. And he goes, and he's staring. You know, sometimes when you're recognized in public, it's a positive, it's an energetic thing. It's an appreciation for whatever your art may be. But this guy had a different appreciation. And it's like, he's going, Motor City Madman? It was priceless. It was just priceless.
Imagine,
shut up and tell him where Johnny is.
Well, that and, like I said, imagine Shaq Fu with his head hanging on the sunroof of a bright yellow Hummer chasing you down the street with the 23-inch spinners.
I like it.
On it.
You like this very much.
Ted, you ought to hook up with Shaq Fu and go out and bust crime.
Do you remember Wednesday nights cruising Van Nuys Boulevard?
Yes.
I got pulled over and got a ticket.
When recently?
Eddie Haskell. And people would recognize
swear
him.
To God.
Go, yes, swear to God, it's in a book.
That's 30 years
go,
ago, but
that.
Yes.
Eddie Haskell's writing Danny Partridge a ticket.
He did
pursue. People flipped out.
Only in Los Angeles.
Only in LA.
Ted, we need to take a quick break. Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild is the name of the show. It's on the Outdoor Channel, which you ironically only watch indoors. TedNugent.com is where you go for more info. Take a quick break.
Coming up, more from Terrible Ted on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM. Friday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Camacho.
The City of Industry.
The Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Cuatro de Mayo. Mucho Macho Fiesta.
Here are the thrill seekers.
All you need is my handprint on your ass.
Corrupt and immoral.
Likas live broadcast and
Meloni's signing party.
Freeway to Camacho's. Crossroads Parkway exit off the 60 in the City of Industry. Get there early or, well, you won't get in.
And we're not done yet.
Powered by Jiffy Lube. Go to 97.1 freefm.com for your 25% off downloadable coupon. We are 97.1 Free FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their home.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Orange County's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
TiVo.
That's right. It's all about TiVo.
I don't know why they, quite frankly, I don't know why they're paying us to do these spots, because I only talk about TiVo everywhere, every place.
There's
anyway.
A couple of those things that we just love so much that we're just, it's cool that they bother, because we say TiVo and a couple other things often.
Yes, I have a TiVo jumpsuit that I was wearing. I'm actually wearing it right now. I'm sporting my TiVo jumpsuit.
If Bedazzle came on as a sponsor, I just paid money now.
Could you get your Bedazzler out and Bedazzle TiVo in the back of my jumpsuit?
I could indeed. Listen, what you want to do is go to TiVo. It's actually mytivogetsme.com. You can find out what all the fuss is about. Examples, if you're a sports fan, use the TiVo season pass to see every single game your favorite team plays.
Yep. Or punch in the name of your favorite actor, comedian, whatever, and anything they do with their name on it is going to come up.
By the way, here's a TiVo wish list.
I did that with Bert Convy last week.
Did you really?
No.
No, Bert. Come see me at CineSpace in Hollywood Sunday, May 6th, 5 to 7 p.m. You can go home with a 42-inch plasma TV. Tell me about your passion. Maybe you take home a TV and a TiVo.
TiVo and Bonaducci, a marriage made in hell.
Questions for you. Do you spend most of your time driving in stop-and-go traffic? Make frequent short trips? If so, you are a severe driver and need to get to AutoZone now. Severe drivers need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get a free STP oil filter valued at up to $4.19 when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Motor Oil. See store for details. Get to AutoZone now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Flashing back to 1978, here's Ted Nugent at the California Jam.
I have been dying to know what turns you on the most when you perform.
Your legs.
You say the nicest things.
It's true, no, it's true.
Another thing I was curious is you're one of rock's most physical performers. What do you do after you get off stage? Do you just totally collapse, or do you go boogieing right on down?
Your legs.
More with Ted Nugent on the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank God Dawson had that on his iPod.
What a prick, huh?
Ted Nugent, Cal Jam, 78, everybody.
March 18th, 78.
Wow.
How's that?
Yep, see, when you don't do drugs.
And her name was Mary.
Watch, wow. Danny.
That's my lucky number.
Danny, watch this, Ted. Danny, what day is it, and who's talking to you right now?
It is Friday, and it's Ted Bundy.
There you go.
I am a mass murderer, I'll tell you that, baby. We got flesh for the masses. That allowed me to celebrate right here on the Adam Carolla Show. Mm. That this year, with Safari Club International, the National Rifle Association, we distributed 250 million hot meals of venison that we killed and grilled for the homeless shelters of this country through our Hunters for the Hungry program.
Interesting.
250 million meals of venison.
Wow.
And people that would be against hunting, I guess, would be against 250 million meals of perfect, pure, healthy protein for hungry Americans. Isn't that nice?
Well, it is one of those things where people are...
It's perfect.
People say they're vegan and they're wearing leather shoes.
Or even if they say they're vegan. But, Adam, yes. examine. Now let's, and yes. You know what? If you wanted tofu at my house, not only would I create a great tofu salad for you, but I'd keep it upwind of my meat just so you had exactly what you want.
That's cool. Say your meat, cool. Ted.
Yeah, why not? Who gives a damn?
No, Ted would, I didn't know that.
He would sculpt a tofu deer, and then he would shoot it, and then he would drag it in.
I thought he would yell, "You vegan freak, get out of my house."
Tommy Shaw was hardcore vegan during the damn Yankees. Michael Lutz from the Brownsville station, hardcore vegans. These are my blood brothers, man.
Okay,
these are my dearest friends. But here's the point.
When he says dearest, that's when you know he's going to shoot him.
If you
anything with the word deer in it means he's going to shoot it.
If you really want to kill maximum stuff, what do you do? I mean, if you really wanted to kill as many things as you possibly can.
Napalm.
No, yeah, basically John Deere napalm and create a field of beans. Because everything, every worm, every gopher, every ground squirrel, every bird, every rabbit, every quail, they don't have a bag limit on creating agriculture.
Right.
So a vegan is responsible for unlimited more death. I hunt with a bow and arrow. I want to eat something. I shoot one something.
Well, here's
and that's
the,
if you can get the, it with the thing, a bus,
the thing what I do is perfect. Hunting is perfect. Perfect.
The thing I never understood where some people, they'll eat fish, but they won't eat chicken. When you take
fish
a look
dead.
At a fish, it's a dead. Fish is many more years older and seems to be much more majestic and evolved than the chicken is in my book. So I don't understand how that one works.
Of course you don't, because you probably have a problem like I do with logic. We love logic. We're addicted to logic. And anybody that counters the logic, we have to just crowbar them with love.
Thank you.
You know what I really like about Ted?
Yes.
He feeds 250 homeless people, beautiful, protein-full venison, while at the same time hating people.
Right.
I really like that.
Look, all I'm saying is I'm not a fan of guns, but I am a fan of reality.
Right.
And
yes.
I'll just listen to Uncle Ted's statistics and go along so he doesn't shoot me with his mini crossbow.
I'm so a little scared of Uncle Ted. Can I ask Uncle Ted a question?
Sure. Yeah. And again, what is your name, dear?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Now, I don't have a man to protect me with his gun. I live alone in a bad neighborhood. Yes, I know.
My wife, Shemaine, should be here. Shemaine could tell you all about that.
What kind of gun should I have to protect myself in my ghetto mansion?
In your home. You should have a shotgun. I would recommend a 20-gauge shotgun, a double-barrel shotgun, so it's just mechanical. You don't have to worry about pumping and how to get the pump going. You don't have to worry about loading in a magazine.
A shotgun.
A shotgun.
They're not as cute as a little pistol, though.
Honey, you couldn't hit Adam from where you're sitting with a pistol
what
until
do mean?
The first gun I bought was a 38 snub nose. Even I can't hit
it. You got to practice. You got to shoot it every week at the bare minimum.
How much practice do I need for my shotgun to be effective?
Well, you number one, you have a drive for defending yourself.
Yeah,
God bless you.
I do.
I'm glad you have a soul.
Thank you.
Chris.
And then we're going to keep it contained.
And what you want to do is you want to get a simple functioning shotgun and go to a local gun range and get some expert advice. You got to make sure you wear ear protection and eye protection when you shoot. Get familiar with it. Use the lightest load you possibly can.
20 gauge, where you're
get
going.
A 20 gauge side by side, real short, and that fits you, that can come up ergonomically.
Right.
And make sure that you understand where the safety is, and you've got to function that over and over, because when the adrenaline happens of a dangerous, evil encounter, you don't want to be going, geez, what do I do?
Right.
It's
got to
be second nature.
But the practical part of this is what she said, how much practice do I need to hit what I want?
Yeah.
With that 20 gauge from where I'm standing and where you're sitting,
you
shot the man
miss.
At the door, you're going to shoot the thermostat and that Miller Lite sign.
Well, let me ask you an honest question.
These are all honest questions.
These
are all honest answers.
I have a bad temper. And
I like that.
That concerns me. There have been a few times when I thought, like, I threw a frozen pizza at a guy because that was the only thing
I had. Where'd you hit him?
Unfortunately.
In the pepperoni.
Not good.
Some sausage.
It was not defrosted. But I thought to myself, I should never have a gun because occasionally, not very often, but occasionally I have a
gun. Where should one keep a gun? Because you said you had yours on your headboard.
Yeah.
Because this is the age-old problem, and I'll tell you off the air where I have my gun.
Ooh.
I don't want to yell about it on the air. But
headboard.
But you want to be able to access it quickly, obviously. On the other hand, you can't have it sitting out in the open. So where is a smart place in one's bedroom to put a shotgun?
I have imminent faith in you, Adam, that you can actually set your alarm clock and get here as a rugged individual. I bet you will find a place that is both inaccessible to your children, but readily accessible to you and your wife so that you can defend your home.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a most basic, fundamental human instinct to defend one's castle, to defend one's loved ones, that you should put a little effort into it instead of, you were talking about the disconnect in this country of ours and the slovenly, irresponsible, gluttonous behavior and the whining, crying, and the wimpy-ass spine abandonment in this country.
Shoot those guys.
Then don't
be... looking at Brian the whole time, by the way.
Don't adhere to that. Get tough and stand up. When you get a coyote in your yard, shoot the damn coyote. There was an infant snatched from a crib on a porch in Glendale. A coyote grabbed this infant and ran down the street. And do you know that even after the infant was killed and partially eaten by a coyote, the city council still came out with a regulation forbidding the shooting of coyotes? In the face of children being killed by coyotes, our society we live in came down on the side of protecting coyotes, not kids.
On the flip side, you are allowed to eat infants now, so there shouldn't be that many people.
But
you can
bottom
feed
line,
them to the homeless.
I know you can figure it out, Adam. There's a place number.
Oh,
one.
I got it. I'm just looking for T's place to hide. I'll tell you off the air. We need to take a break. The phone lines are lighting up. Everyone loves Ted Nugent.
Everyone loves Ted.
Not
Nugent.
As much as Ted Nugent loves Ted Nugent, but everyone loves Ted Nugent.
He recalls a lot of facts. I like to think of him as the Motor City Rain Man.
Yes.
Wow, nice.
We'll take a quick break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, we'll wrap up with Terrible Ted Nugent on the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, the Adam Carolla Show just did this whole Alcatraz thing, which was pretty scary. But here's something even scarier. We want to send you to Catalina Island with Danny Bonaducci. That's right, Danny's throwing a barbecue at Descanso Beach on Catalina Island. Just go to our contest page at 971freefm.com, and you and a buddy can win a one-night stay at the Hotel Atwater on the island, a boat trip on the Catalina Express from Long Beach Harbor, and your spot at the Bonaducci table at the Catalina Barbecue. This whole idea was cooked up by Catalina Island and the Descanso Beach Club. Shift your life from overtime to island time. And us, 97.1 Free FM, Catalina's FM talk station.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Guys, next time you head to Vegas, be sure to set aside some time for Sin. Sin Gentlemen's Club. If Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, then Sin is the star. Over 400 of the world's most beautiful entertainers in a 40,000 square foot facility. Sin is the world's largest and sexiest nightclub and cabaret. Check it out at SinGentlemen'sClub.com. While you're in Vegas, be sure to check out Score's nightclub and cabaret too. 6 rooms, 3 DJs, and some of the most beautiful women in Las Vegas. Score's is the perfect destination for a night on the town, bachelor party, and is home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Log on to lvscores.com for more info, and stay tuned for the new Score's LA, offering more variety than any other club in Los Angeles. Off the 10 freeway at Santa Fe South, visit thescoreclub.com.
Feel like doing a little traveling this spring? Well, there's only one place to go, and that's TravelWorm.com. In fact, did you know that TravelWorm.com is now offering up to 30% off Orlando hotels? It's a good time of year to go to Orlando before it gets all hot and sticky. They even have free night specials at hotels like Meridian Main Gate and Bahama Bay Resort. Book your trip to Orlando by April 20th to get your discount. Just go to TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM. TravelWorm.com is ticket central. Any kind of tickets you're looking for, baseball, show tickets in Vegas, comedy tickets, attractions, anything you want, TravelWorm.com has it. Not only do they have all the tickets around, you can book with TravelWorm.com and get 10% off. Call 888-321-WORM or go to TravelWorm.com. But maybe you're looking for something a little more exotic. Did you know that you can now book your trip to Mexico with TravelWorm.com? See, it's true. Okay, so what are you waiting for? Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. Book now at TravelWorm.com or call 888-321-WORM.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. 97.1 FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
Details. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
The only reason he has a phone book is so that he can tear it in half. If a monument were built in his honor, Mount Rushmore would close due to poor attendance. He once punched a magician That's right. You heard me. When he orders a salad, he doesn't get the dressing on the side. He gets it right there on top of the salad, where it belongs, where there is no turning back. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
It's the Adam Carolla Show, and now, an editorial from Slippery Slope Guy. Today's topic, animal testing.
Do I think animals should suffer unnecessarily? Of course not. But it's a slippery slope. The next thing you know, those baby wipes you thought were safe have permanently disfigured your infant son while Wiggles the Rabbit is living on government-subsidized cabbage, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
That was Slippery Slope Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Ted Nugent in studio. Ted's got a little show called Spirit of the Wild on the Outdoor Channel.
What a riot.
TedNugent.com is where you go. So, Ted, you've been out. You've shot something on every continent?
I don't think so. I haven't been to Asia. I don't like Asians. Too many foreigners over there. I've hunted Africa every year.
Ted, you didn't mean that.
No, I'm being silly. Mm-hmm. That was a joke. This is a comedy show. Everyone write that down.
I'm clarifying for you.
Actually, I am Asian. I hunt Africa every year. I have a Sunrise Safaris now because people started coming to me back in the 70s asking me about hunting, how to get into hunting, where to go hunting, what can you hunt, what do you buy, how do you do it. And so I started Sunrise Safaris, and so every year after the rock and roll season, I guide and outfit hundreds of hunters around the world, up in Alaska, throughout Canada, all across North America, Africa. We've got places in New Zealand and Australia, and there is great hunting over in the European continent.
Is that your favorite thing is hunting and killing something, or not, because that sounds like I'm not hip to it, and I'm fine with you killing stuff.
Well, it's a big part of my life, and no, killing something couldn't be the motivation, because
right,
I use a bow and arrow.
Right.
I mean, if I wanted to kill something, I'd get cordon bleu for the masses.
The reason I ask is because my wife kind of lost a bet to me last night, a very friendly bet, and I got to sit in a leather recliner, smoke a cigarette, and drink lemonade while she gave me a certain favor.
Indeed.
I'm wondering if you've ever combined your two favorite activities and killed anything while getting a little loving at the same time.
Well, Danny, if I can, right here on the Adam Carolla Show. Mrs. Nugent is probably writhing.
Well, I meant Mrs. Nugent would be doing the favor, but I didn't dare offer her name.
Her svelte cheerleader-type torso is writhing right now in one of those down
comforters. Does she go hunting with you?
Oh, we have a deer blind in the Manistee National Forest of Upper Michigan, where we have our bows and arrows. We sometimes sharpen the broadhead, if you follow me. And I am a hopelessly romantic, passionate son of a bitch. And even though the predator instinct is not that distant from the breeding instinct, Mrs. Nugent reeks of sensuality. All I want to do is gnaw on her hip bones.
Are you sure that's not venison?
So
they call them humper gatherers, Ted.
You are a clever son of a bitch. Yes, and Mrs. Nugent and I hump the gather. She is so damn sexy.
But
she's
Ted,
such a killer. So yeah, it is. It's number one to be a bow hunter. It's the epitome of sensuality. Your radar, your senses, your instinct, your touch, your hearing, your sense of smell, the way you radar the world around you in order to get in preparation for a very difficult movement to shoot a bow and arrow at a deer that God designed not to let you shoot, is very stimulating. It's not sexually stimulating, but it is sensually stimulating.
Ted.
Now you add Mrs. Svelteness, and yes, there have been occasions where the beast did rise.
Here's a question for the beast. Put him on the mic, please. If somebody said you have to stop one of these things, playing the guitar, doing rock and roll shows, or hunting.
I'd shoot that person.
Yep, I knew that was coming a mile away.
Adam, they asked me that in every magazine, every interview, starting in the early 60s.
What do you love more?
It was brilliant.
I did.
I was thinking the same thing. He's never been asked that before.
I crave them both. And what I crave about hunting isn't to kill him. Again, if I wanted to kill, I wouldn't use a bow and arrow. I kill 90% of the food we eat with the bow and arrow. We use the firearms because I love that. In fact, I'm changing my name to Lee Harvey Nugent. I'm such a good shot with a rifle. Actually, I had a special eye surgery done this week. I'm looking at you right now. With crosshairs.
Yeah, nice. Crosshairs, contact lenses.
When you shoot it with the bow and arrow, you don't kill the animal?
No, we like to wound it and eat it while it's suffering.
No,
why
it
do you ask to
No, it's
super,
harder.
Super
it,
hard.
It's just it's hard.
Yeah. Okay. No, I been pricky now. No, right. The bow and arrow is the animal.
Are you reading my mind?
You have to move to shoot the bow,
really,
and you got to be really close.
Right.
And the animal can see almost 360 degrees around. They can hear like you can't imagine, and they can smell. You got to use the wind and the light and the background and the camouflage. And so when the difficulty is getting to full draw,
got it. Right.
The killing part, the broadhead. I'm going to tell you, when you hit a moose or a zebra or a caribou or a kudu or an elk, a wild boar, when you hit it with the bow and arrow, that arrow slices in and out, sticks in the ground on the other side. The animal runs off. It doesn't even know it's hit. It's looking around, and then it
You mean the arrow goes all the way, passes through the animal?
90% of the time, it goes in and out and sticks in the ground.
Really?
And now both lungs are cut. The animal doesn't even know it's hit. There's no adrenaline. There's no hydrostatic shock like a bullet creates.
Right.
Which was one of my favorite things in life. But the arrow just slices. The animal runs off. You watch it. It's on our TV show. It's on Spirit of the Wild every week. 90% of the animals, they're standing there to look around going, in animal instinct, what the hell was that? Something disrupted my moment here. And then all of a sudden they get tipsy and they literally fall asleep. They just tip over. They're dead. They don't even know what the hell happened.
Well, the
Christmas party.
The stock, yeah. As far as the static shock of a bullet goes, what is the difference between the way an animal reacts when you shoot it with a bullet versus a crossbow? I know you just sort of explained it, but why is it so much different? What does the bullet do?
Well, first of all, I very rarely hunt with a crossbow. I use a regular bow, a bow that you actually have to draw by hand.
Right.
And
what poundage?
Yeah, well, I only shoot 55, 60 pounds.
A little girly bow.
I don't know. I
just, 55 pounds is a hard bow for me.
And with a crossbow, we use a crossbow too. It's all wonderful methodology, and I love the guns, but the guns create hydrostatic shock. It disrupts the tissue and it literally sends violent ripples throughout the liquid in the body.
That affects the taste of the meat?
Depends where you hit them. That's all part of the proficiency. That's all part of the hunting industry.
Why not the crossbow? It's not traveling at a high enough velocity?
The fastest arrow from a bow and arrow is going right around 300 feet a second. That's the fastest. My arrows are going about 200 feet a second. The slowest bullet in the world goes 1,000 feet a second.
So it's just the sheer velocity.
Sheer velocity and shock. And it's all about shot placement. It's all about proficiency. It's all about practicing because we are a reasoning predator. Unlike those who eat chicken in America, and they don't care about the guy slicing live chicken's guts out of them or the fact that every chicken you eat eats its own feces. But as long as you don't have to witness it, you can pretend that you didn't really kill the chicken and that you really think animals have rights as you suck down on a big slug of salmonella.
Let me ask you this, Ted.
By the way, there's a girl here from One Evil Brunette on MySpace who has two sidearms and what looks like an M16.
Of course she does. She loves Uncle Ted.
Hi from my NRA sister.
You go ahead, Adam.
Let me ask you a quick question. I've seen enough of these movies from the 80s. If man is the ultimate predator, why does he get a 20-minute head start when the rich guy's going after him?
Yeah, we've discussed
that on the show. Ultimate predator you wouldn't need to give a head start to.
Except modern man is such a feeble little wimp, man.
Yep.
You know, most guys out there, it's not most guys. Most people care about their physical and spiritual well-being. Most people take care of themselves. There's a tsunami of weightlifting and training and taking and getting back in shape because most people have a conscience and a spirit and they want to be the best that they can be. But now let's talk about the other masses of chimpanzees that exist on the streets of America who are fat, obese, slovenly slugs. They need a head start.
What about this? I find this interesting as we make the sort of transition as human beings.
Yeah, we're hunting Tracy Morgan.
The animal.
We've got to give him a little while.
You know, it would be fascinating. I mean this. We should do it, and we could probably do a reality show. Danny, you and I hunt your ass down, man, because Danny's in great shape.
Wow.
He's got a...
trail of cigarette butts.
I can track on it. I'd give you a one day head start.
Dude, I wanted to do a bit. I want to do a bit from like, say, 300 yards to you with a bow and arrow and targets and see if you could. I could make you miss me.
I can.
I want to try and go back and forth.
I'm game for anything, baby.
I can see Ted going down to one knee, holding up a cigarette butt, going, "This one's still warm," and then finding a bedazzled jewel that fell off his women's jeans. Close.
Close, my friend. Can't be far from it.
Tracking the vicious Bonaducci, yes, indeed.
Puts his ear to the ground like an Indian. Here's Danny bringing up a loogie. He's near.
He's nearby.
No, the bottom line is that conservation really is
hold on,
the
I smell
use.
Tag body spray.
Wait a second, a spent
Marlboro
can,
Reds.
A spent can of Ensure.
We're going after it. Ted Nugent, everybody, the ultimate warrior. I want to talk to Ellen over here, who says she's an animal activist but believes in guns.
Oh, I'm with her.
Ellen?
Yes, I am an animal activist. I'm a member of PETA, but I don't have a problem with people hunting for food. And I do believe that everybody should own a gun. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna be going out to a rifle range to learn how to use one.
Well, right here on the Adam Carolla Show, Ellen, a member of PETA, and Ted Nugent hugging. Ellen, I love you.
That was a wonderful
moment.
And
by
moment.
The way, Ted Nugent gave me some great advice, and for our female listeners,
yeah,
I'll pass it along. He told me during the commercial, because I said, well, who's going to teach me how to shoot at the shooting range? And he said, flirt with a cop.
Yeah,
nice.
Hey, it's a good place to meet men.
Well, Ellen, ultimately, I mean, logic dictates and your spirit dictates that your life is worth protecting.
Definitely.
You think?
Definitely.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. I think people of logic need to start standing up for
well,
that.
Well, what about the opposite side of that coin? Because I walk down the street every day and I see people whose lives are not worth protecting.
Well, those are the people that already gave up. But quite honestly, those of us who care, I think, also have an obligation to help our neighbor who have given up.
Well, Ted, can I ask you a question, or maybe it's a statement?
Sure, this is a radio show. Go nuts.
Maybe it's a statement, and you tell me if you agree with it or not.
I will respond, yes.
I'm interested in us sort of going from the animal to the evolved creature. And it's a weird thing that we still eat meat. We just get it at a drive-thru. And we still run. We just do it on a treadmill.
Unbelievable.
Now,
right.
We're essentially recreating our old environment within the safe confines of our air-conditioned condos. And Ted is coming around and saying, look, if you want some exercise, go hit the field and chase down a buffalo. And if you want to eat some meat, you're going to eat it anyway. Go eat the buffalo that you shoot. And everyone is freaked out by Ted. It reminds us of something we don't like or something that scares us. And maybe that's why people have the reaction they have toward
it. Let me clarify, too, that you've nailed it. I can't tell you how many times I've gone over to Shemaine. She's got this incredible exercise routine. She's a physical fitness nut. She's a professional at it. She trains people. And they do the treadmills. And I'm over at the ranch, and I'm humping bales of hay and straw. I'm working on the combine, and I'm getting the grain bags, and I'm feeding the feeders, and I'm running all these chores. I'm cutting firewood and stacking it from
it's
the truck.
It's like Rocky III.
Exactly. And I want to go to
Drago
the truck.
Drago was on the juice working on his Bowflex, and Ted is out there lifting, dragging the carts, running in the snow.
And I'm going, if you guys want some exercise, don't pay to run on a treadmill. Come and help me work. Yes, I live the last perfect lifestyle, but let me tell you, Adam.
By the way, anybody see a contest being born right now?
When
I live with Ted Nugent.
When I landed LAX.
They did a TV show
already. JFK.
Yeah.
Everybody from the baggage guys to the pilots to the passengers, nobody has a problem with me except the lunatic fringe. 99% of society on the streets of Hollywood, in New York City, in Des Moines, in Dallas, no matter where I am, I get nothing but smiling, thrusted hands of handshake and goodwill. I've never, ever had anybody go, hey, you kill things, hey, you're in the NRA. You gotta be retarded to have a problem with me eating venison. And there's only a lunatic fringe out there.
Well,
I never run into any of this antagonism.
I think what it is people have trouble wrapping their mind around you because we see the ponytail and the soul patch. We hear the rock guitar, but then we hear about sobriety. and we see the ponytail and the soul patch and the rock, and then we hear about bow hunting, and we can't put you into a box. It's easy to put Chuck Heston into a box. He's a man. He's the man. He's in a suit. He's got a short haircut, and it's easy to put the rock and roll guys out there in the box, but Ted's a little bit of a quandary.
That's great. 40 years. I mean, you go back to the very original Hit Parader magazines. It's always been about conservation and being clean and sober and being the best that you can be. I mean, I got Wanted Ted or Alive, Surviving
Groupies,
Nugent, Supergroup, The Spirit of the Wild. I'm on every media every day of my life. If anybody is still confused about what Ted Nugent represents, they ought to probably try to pry that rock off their head.
Larry has a controversial question for the Nugent.
I can hardly wait.
Larry?
Larry.
Yeah, how you doing, Adam?
Yes, question for Ted Nugent?
Yeah, you know, he comes across like he's a big macho guy, and he probably is, and I hunt myself. I'm a sportsman and stuff, and he's this classic Republican, but he's a classic chicken hawk. When he had the opportunity to put on the uniform and defend his country, the guy punked out, and he admits to punking out. He tells a story in High Times about how he dressed up and didn't take shower or bathe for days, you know? He's a classic Republican. When it was time for him to put on the uniform and defend his country or go to war and kill some like he always wants to do, the guy chickened out. He's a chicken hawk.
Larry, I was 17. I graduated from an American education system that didn't tell me about the Bataan Death March. They didn't tell me about Iwo Jima. Nobody told me about World War I or World War II. I hadn't a clue. I didn't have the faintest idea even what communism represented. And what you saw in High Times, wonder why you were reading that magazine, it was absolute fallacy. When I went in for my draft physical, I got a 1Y deferment because I was in the Oakland Community College outside of Detroit. I had a student deferment. It's in the historical records if you want to look it up. I love this story.
Why didn't you say, screw the deferment and join up and go fight if you're so hot?
Because I didn't have the faintest idea what war was all about. I was an ignorant. I was an ignorant idiot. Well, I'm all right, then I was a punk.
Oh, Ted, looking back, do you wish you had, sir?
You're damn right. In fact,
need for that language,
really,
Larry.
You're a cruel
let
dog.
Ted answer the question.
Yes, go ahead,
I'm curious. Last year, I went to Fallujah. Mm-hmm. I went to Tikrit and Taji. I went to Kandahar. I went to Baghdad. I carried an M4 and a bag of ammo. I wore flak gear. I wore a flak helmet, and I did convoys with the United States military, the heroes of the United States military. Yes, it was a bit late. I missed Vietnam. I missed Korea. But I do what I can to serve this country, and I put myself in harm's way, and I'm going back. I'm proud to represent the USO. Was I on the front lines for years and years like the warriors do? Do I qualify as a warrior? Hell no. I'm just a guitar player. But the very first opportunity I could, I went over and I landed in Baghdad, and I went on the front lines with the United States Marines, the United States Army, and the Air Force, and the Coast Guard, and the National Guard, and I wore bulletproof vests, and we patrolled the streets of Fallujah. I do what I can do.
All right.
That was a really interesting question. That was a really interesting question and a really interesting answer because you could have backed out of that 100 ways, and you didn't. That was really straightforward, I thought.
I was an absolute clueless product of an education system that I didn't. If you would have asked me in 1968 when I went in for my draft physical, what's communism? I'd have gone, it's the bad guys. I didn't know who Karl Marx was. I didn't know what Mao Zedong was. I didn't understand the slavery of tyranny. I hadn't the faintest idea, which is an indictment to the feel-good deception in our education system. Was I a wimp? I don't think I qualified as a wimp. I stood militantly back then against the hippies with their drugs and their alcohol, making fun of me because I was a hunter, and I never, ever backed down. I put everything I've believed in adamantly and militantly on the line throughout my career, much to the chagrin of my accountant.
I do sense, though, that there is a lot of guilt about that still.
Well, I don't know if it's guilt because when you're on
other 17-year-olds went over there.
They sure did, but they were drafted.
Didn't come back.
I don't know if they could have told you what communism was. I think they went in and they learned by the preparation in the military, which is a great preparation. I'd like to think that we run our household like the military. You know, I'm a honorary member of the 101st Airborne. I perform raids with federal marshals against the most dangerous felons in the world. For anyone to call me a wimp is just mentally deficient. Am I a warrior? Do I qualify with the great men and women in the military? Not even close. Watching these guys.
But I will tell you something about that because in a way, you do such a service for them. I call my little brother, because I've known him since he was this big, but my wife's little brother is in Iraq for the second time, and he's been hit both times.
Yeah.
And he comes home, and he puts a decent sentence together, and I talk to him, he heals up, and they send his ass back to Iraq, because they're sending him back wounded these days.
And let me tell you, Dan.
But he doesn't, I don't know that he gets the opportunity to speak like you speak. I think you do yourself an injustice by not taking a pat on the back for what you get to say and do for America.
I'm just a guitar player, but I do what I can. If anybody wants to study and scrutinize and probe my life, go for it. I put it out as an open book, but I'd like to make a comment right here, right now, that Shemaine and I started a charity called Freedom's Angels, and we are wrapping up the production of a special facility at the Brooks Medical Center for the burn victims of the United States military, where we're creating an outdoor patio area covered so that the burn victims who express to us when we visit them to try to help the military, that they can go outdoors. We wheel these guys out, and they go out with their special gear. So if you really want to help the military, you go to our website, and we have Freedom's Angels. It's a nonprofit charity, and we're raising tons of money to help the wounded warriors of the United States military. Did I serve in Vietnam? Obviously, I didn't. We lost.
Nice.
But you're serving now.
I'm serving now.
And by the way, Muhammad Ali also refused to serve.
I just got a lot of insight into Ted Nugent.
Well, if you go to my website and hear the correspondence from the greatest warriors that ever lived, I surround myself. I'm blessed, I'm honored, I'm privileged that I'm welcomed into the camp, literally and figuratively, of the world's greatest warriors. I'm not a perfect, well, I guess I am a perfect human being because I'm so flawed.
That makes you even more perfect.
What a perfect, flawed human being I am. But I do what I can, and if you really want to study, and if you want to go toe-to-toe with me on donations to military charities, law enforcement charities, if you want to find another human being that has hugged more wives of cops killed in the line of duties, bring it on. Because every time a cop gets injured or killed in the line of duty, I get an email from them, and I make a donation, and I raise money, and I sign guitars, and I sign guns, and I sign bows and arrows, and I help the families of dead cops 50, 60 times a year. If you want to go toe-to-toe and head-to-head with me on what you're doing for society, you better pack a lunch, pal.
Ted Nugent, everybody. Spirit of the Wild.
He was just about to come out of his shell, Adam.
The Outdoor Channel, yes. TedNugent.com is where you go if you want to help fight
where
the good fight.
Hell were you
Ted,
when we were in Vegas?
Compelling radio, my brother.
Yes.
Great
thank
to
you.
See you.
Danny, Teresa, thank you all, man. God bless
thank you.
And thank everybody in Los Angeles for welcoming the Nugents out here. We feel like it's a big hunting camp out here. Thank you, you little monkeys.
We'll take a quick break.
It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up next, the Ace Man talks about health spa etiquette, which is just a nice way to say, is it okay to fart when you're getting a massage? On the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it. Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus Buster. Available at Price Chopper and Hannaford Supermarkets.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years, folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Hi there, welcome. We're here with Kyle Sullivan, General Manager, Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process, from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it? Right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of a Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a like special deal, you know, just between you and me?
No announcer, guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Well, there you have it. Villa Ford in Orange. They'll deal with anybody, even me.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Imagine one number for everything. Office, cell, pager, home, car, fax. Imagine broadcasting a message to a group of people scattered throughout the building, city, nation, or world, using one telephone call from any phone on the planet. Now, stop imagining. Discover just how simple things can be for you today. Introducing Maestro, your virtual assistant. Maestro will bond all your communication together. Fax and email management, call forwarding, call screening, conferencing, broadcast messaging, and contact lists. Discover the world of Maestro. Call for a demonstration now at 877-MAESTRO. 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O. Discover just how simple things can be for you with Virtuosity's Maestro. For a demonstration, call 877-MAESTRO. That's 877-M-A-E-S-T-R-O.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing, and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Now, this is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air 97.1 Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
He's a chain-smoking, red-headed man. He's doing mornings with the Ace Man. Been arrested many times and paid a lot of fines. How long till he makes Teresa cry? Oh, Danny, he beat up Greg Brady and a tranny. And he's done lots of drugs, oh, Danny. He's doing steroids and karate. We should all be afraid, oh, Danny.
I'm touched. I like that song.
I'm actually touched.
Danny, we'd like to offer a rebuttal in the form of a song. So I went down to go get a massage. Now, few thoughts. First off, never been comfortable with the whole tipping part of the massage. There is a person that is a high school dropout that is working you over for 50 minutes, and they're charging you $125 an hour.
Right.
They're charging you what an attorney charges, more than a doctor gets for
more
a visit, and more than a therapist, more than people with 200 years of education under their belt. You went to massage school on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in a couple of weekends, and in 3 months you were certified, and now you're getting paid like a goddamn attorney. And then on top of that, I got to tip you because, as my wife tells me, they don't pay them.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. If you have someone who you're getting $125 an hour from, except for that hour's not an hour, it's 50 minutes, then it's between you and your employer. You figure out how to get money from that, and the employer, you figure out how to pay that person. As far as I can tell, there's $125 I just put down on the table.
Right.
Why don't you give them 50 and you keep the 75? Whatever it is, I now must pay the person? Mm-hmm. This whole thing where they go like, look, you going on Home Depot, you get some fat Mexican guy on a ladder to go push it down, get up on it, go pull you 30 feet of anchor chain, cut it, tie it up, and hand it to you. Do you give him $5?
Actually, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I grease anybody that lifts anything.
All right.
Tip 20% to the massage.
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the massage.
Okay, hold on a second,
thing.
You two, if you're not done undermining my point, both of you.
Well,
you
or don't if you're not give, done being cheap.
You don't, look, who the hell tips the guy at the Home Depot?
I do.
All right.
If he goes up a ladder and lifts chain.
All right, Danny, well, you're right. Let's move on. Okay, you're the only person that does it.
I don't. I just
nobody tips. Okay, let's
expected.
Put it this way. Have you ever been in a Home Depot and seen somebody hand somebody out in the, not at the cash register, but out on the floor?
No.
Okay, there you go. You're the only person that does it.
Okay.
Fine. Thus, it doesn't happen except for when Bonaducci buys the anchor chain. What I'm saying is, and the only reason I'm reacting is because I'm attempting to make a point here, and the two of you are going a different direction here. These people get paid. The guy at Home Depot gets $8 an hour. He gets no tipping. There's $125 to whack up between the less than an hour this person worked on me. Let him settle it, or let her settle it, with their employer. Not me. So you must then, now in Vegas, they just tack on the 20%.
Right.
So you don't have a choice. Not that I wouldn't give it to them anyway. The room service, same thing.
That kills me, and I still tip more.
I do, too.
I hate that.
Let me decide whether to tip the person or not. Perhaps they're doing a horrible job. And if you're worried about your employee not getting paid, then perhaps you should pay them.
If it says tip mandatory tip of 17%, you just cost that employee money with me because I tip 20 no matter what.
Right.
Right.
You just cost that kid money.
Because you don't want to seem cheap when the guy drops off the burger. You end up filling out the gratuity part and giving him 10 or 20 bucks. So now this massage that was 125 bucks is now 145 or 150 bucks because they work in the tip automatically. And again, it's quite a scam they've pulled on the American public. Go ahead and do what every other business does, which is you figure out how much you want to pay your employee, and you take it out of what I give you. Don't expect me to pay the guy. But either way, I would like somebody to have a health club or gym or massage place for... There's one of two guys. Actually, they're two extremes, and I'm looking for the middle. There's the guy who won't take his towel off in the sauna or in the steam room, no matter what. He's just too modest. He's got a towel and a bathrobe on. And then there's the dude who is wearing his scrotum on his head.
Yeah.
Like, there is the guy who is just legs akimbo, just
fat.
Spread out. I mean, they're guys. I've been to the Y in Burbank and seen guys shooting pool in the nude. Old men with a pool table up in the locker room, getting the bridge out in the nude. Like, I'm looking for the in-between, the guy. The guy who's a little bit modest, but not uptight. When I tell you about what a guy, how a guy was shaving in the communal, there were 9 sinks and 10 people standing around shaving and weighing themselves and walking through. So again, I'm looking for balance, not right. only in life, but in the gym. And I'm the guy who wears the towel when I'm walking around. Yeah. But then when I get into the steam room, I'll loosen it up so as not to be uptight. And, again, there's got to be some sort of happy ground between the guys wearing 2 bathrobes into the shower and the guys just nude everywhere.
Towel is middle ground.
A guy was shaving. Now, I was shaving, and I was had my towel wrapped around me. Because once you get into the shaving area, you're sort of in the non-nude area at this point of
right.
the gym.
Right, right.
A bathrobe, towel, whatever. This guy is shaving. He's 2 sinks over from me. He's not only nude, but he has 1 foot on the counter in front of the sink that he's shaving at. So let me just do a little recreation. And the kit, it's 32 inches. I mean, this thing's
it's
36.
It's Adam,
this is radio.
He's shaving like this. He has the heel of his left foot on the countertop.
Okay, can you freeze for
totally
1 second?
Totally naked.
Now, look, can you see what you can see you and me?
Oh, no.
Every bit of action, front, back, sideways, the side of the thigh.
It was junkapalooza in that place. There's no place in that building I couldn't see this guy's sack. And I think to myself, okay, buddy, you're shaving, fine. That's the personal grooming stuff in a crowd, that's one thing, but shave, go ahead. So be it. Shaving in the nude, well, that's your prerogative. I don't see why you couldn't put a towel on, but you're shaving in the nude. That's the way to do it. Hiking the foot up onto the sink edge. Are you asking for people to say, hey, buddy, what, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you see, like, there's just that guy who's driving, it happens every once in a while, you'll be walking out to your car and some guy will be driving up and the windows will be rolled down and he'll have his stereo up to like 15 and it's thumping and it's pumping and everyone is looking at him and you think, how long before somebody approaches you and goes, hey, dude, could you, whatever, like,
right.
don't you try to avoid that line? His foot is on the sink. One is on the floor, the other's on the sink, his sack is everywhere. I mean, it's in the casino, it's up on the roof, it's in
do.
The specialty towers over there, it's in one of the pools of
the
Playboy
thing,
room.
I could have handled. I don't know what I would say, put your leg down, I can see your sack. I don't know that I'd have done it. I'm Mr. Confront You Guy.
But was he shaving his face.
He's shaving his face, looking into the mirror, with 1 foot hiked up onto the counter, just like I'm standing around.
I don't get it.
I was sure you were going to get to he was trying to shave his
junk. No, he's looking and shaving and just shaving and doing just like it's a commercial, except for the part where he's totally nude and his foot is on the edge of the sink.
Don't get it at all. Don't even understand it slightly. And I usually have some experience with everything stupid.
And
that ain't it.
It is so, see, to me, I just go through life thinking, please don't anyone come up to me and go, pardon me, your fly's open. Pardon me, could you turn down the music just a little bit? We're trying to. Pardon me, fill in the blank. You know what I mean? I've had it happen a few times where I was talking at a table and people are getting really loud and somebody like shushed us. It's my worst case scenario. It's my worst nightmare. I don't know what this guy thought was going to happen. I don't know what he was trying to achieve. It's unclear. He was like a 45-year-old white guy, looked completely sane.
Could he have meant nothing? That's just way he shaved?
And again, it's what we always get back to, which is, there's one hand I think I would love to kill this guy.
Right.
I can't stand him. I hate everything about him. On the other hand, I am so secretly jealous of this man who goes through life with impunity.
Yeah.
He's not. I don't believe he has impunity.
He is the. He maybe
that was for you.
Maybe he is the most self-actualized man on the planet. That he can shave with impunity. That he can hike one filthy foot up on the counter in a public space with his sack swinging 10 ways to Sunday and just do nothing but shave. And if you said to him, what will you do? He'd say, what do I care?
Right.
Everyone's naked.
Or maybe he wanted Corolla to rub canola. You know, that's what he was.
No, he's not worried about decorum or what other people think of him.
Everybody's worried about decorum. He wanted Adam.
All right. We need to take ourselves a break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, Teresa's dating life. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Friday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Camacho.
The City of Industry.
The Tom Likas. Cuatro de Mayo.
Mucho Macho Fiesta.
Here are the thrill seekers.
All you need is my handprint on your ass.
Corrupt and immoral.
Senor Likas live broadcast and
Meloni's signing party.
Freeway to Camacho's. Crossroads Parkway exit off the 60 in the City of Industry. Get there early or, well, you won't get in.
And we're not done yet.
Tom will be talking.
And the Scores Bot Squad will be shaking their dinero getters.
We are 97.1. SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Hey again, it's Eric from Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. Now, I know it's tax season again, and we could all use a little relief. And that's just what Larry Flint has for you this month. Visit Saturdays now through May for Hustler's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway. You can win instant cash relief with $500 given away every other hour between 2 p.m. and midnight. Doesn't matter which game you play either. All games are eligible, including Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and the all-time classic poker game, Seven Card Stud. You remember Seven Card Stud, don't you? The game we all learned to play first is always available at Hustler Casino. That's Hustler Casino's Tax Relief Cash Giveaway, Saturdays 2 p.m. to midnight. And stop by anytime to see the luxurious multi-million dollar edition, The Crystal Room. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for details and see why Hustler Casino, it's not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Have you ever wished you could sing? Are you frustrated with your voice? Do you struggle for high notes? The John Henney Vocal Studio can help unlock the singer within you. John Henney is one of the world's leading teachers of speech-level singing, the technique used by top celebrities. Using the very same muscles you use for speaking, John makes singing easy and effortless. You will experience improvement with your very first lesson. Gain more control, range, and quality of sound with the John Henney Vocal Studio. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a better singer, don't wait any longer. The John Henney Vocal Studio can help you achieve your dreams. Located in South Pasadena, just minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Long-distance lessons are also available by video conferencing and phone. Remember to mention Free FM to get 20% off your first lesson. Call 626-403-7121. That's 626-403-7121 or log on to johnhenney.com.
We were at the game when it happened. We were pretty caught up in the action, so when the beer guy came around, nobody thought to check for GHT. We just ordered. I took a sip, and it was so weird. I could feel the sensation of liquid inside my mouth, so I knew I had some liquid in there, but the taste was all watered down. That's when I looked at the label. There it was, right after the L and the I. The vendor dealt us a light beer with GHT. Lucky thing we got our hands on some Miller Lite. GHT almost ruined our night, but it didn't. But it almost did.
Every day, countless Americans are exposed to light beer with GHT. Protect yourself. Before you drink a light beer, check the label. If you see the letters GHT, you're not getting the light beer that invented light beer. Miller Lite. Brewed to taste like a beer should.
GHT, not for me.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
East LA's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM.
Alrighty.
Might have just lost at that game, but I'm still the boy in the little kitty cut boy girl pants. Listen, here's the thing. Flowers go a long way. It's Mother's Day, and that's what I should really hit hard. I should tell everybody that if you want a great deal on roses for Mother's Day, you can order today. You don't have to wait. You can set it up in advance for any occasion, by the way. And you get better roses and a better deal. You won't get it anywhere else. Use my name, Danny, by the way, to get the deal on these roses. You got to go and you got to click on that little microphone in the top right-hand corner. That's on the ProFlowers home page. I'm not sure what a home page is. I'm not computer savvy, but I'm positive that these are really cool roses because I just got some from my kid. Anyway, listen, if you're ordering more than a dozen roses or for more than one person, please click on the microphone again and enter my name again. So I don't know, do I get some kind of credit for it or something? I don't really know. Anyway, it's an incredible offer. It's a Bonaducci bouquet. It's for Mother's Day or anytime you want to do it for the mom in your life. For free roses and a free glass vase, here's what you need to do. Go to proflowers.com, and before you do anything else, click on the little radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in my first name, D. A-N-N-Y. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS. That's 1-800-PROFLOWERS. Be sure to use my name, Danny.
Take the bear challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, bear.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to get into the fabulous dating life of our very own Teresa Strasser. Hang tight. It's going to be a wild ride. With Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
I was watching TV Water Cooler last night.
Really?
On
TV Guide Channel?
TV Guide Channel. Yeah, I was skipping around, and there was a T and John Fugelsang.
I like him.
How are we?
Love you.
You are fantastic. The show is great. And I thought, wow, if I was a single guy and I saw this girl and she was on TV and on the radio, I would be hot for her. And the thing about Teresa, as well as a lot of the comments you hear after we do one of these live performances, such as Las Vegas last week, is how beautiful and fetching she is in person.
Oh,
see, you're
going
to drive me crazy with this, because she's a guy magnet and then sucks somehow.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I've got proof on my texts, but I would like Mr. Carolla to finish this point.
Well, you're single, and
yes,
you don't want to be single, but I really have this theory. Well, I'll give you a story. My buddy Ray. You met my loser buddy Ray.
Yeah, I love Ray. Good guy.
Yeah, because you see him once
good
a month.
Good choice of character.
He has an old pickup truck, and that old pickup truck is in the parking lot of a warehouse I own, and it's been there for a year.
Am I going to cry? Because I need to get tissues ready.
Be prepared. Yes. As a matter of fact, you may want to get a trough. I'm not sure if the tissue is going to be enough.
I'm actually kind of serious. No, I'll be all right.
Well, no, you won't cry yet.
Okay, good.
You may shed a tear for Ray, but everyone just dig on this concept for 1 second as an overall concept. My loser buddy Ray had his crappy pickup truck parked in my crappy warehouse parking lot, rusting out, taking up space while, a family of possum was making a nest under the hood. And eventually I said, let's get rid of this piece of crap. What is it doing here just rusting away at my warehouse, taking up a parking spot? And everyone said, Ray wants the truck. He wants it. He wants it. And I said, all right, well, tell him to get it. And he was told to get it, and he didn't get it. And then I said, tell him to get it again, and he didn't get it. And then we got to about the fifth time, and it had been a year, and I said, tow it. And everyone said, but Ray wants the truck. And I said, no, he doesn't, because if he did, he would go get it.
Yes.
The fact that he hasn't picked up the truck means he doesn't want the truck. Even if he thinks he wants the truck,
I gotcha,
he doesn't want the truck.
Right.
Thus, the truck is still rusting in my parking lot. That's how you know ultimately. Now, there's what comes out of a person's mouth and what comes out of their heart. And Ray's mouth was saying, I love that truck, I want that truck,
right,
I need that truck. But what his feet were saying is, I don't give a rat's ass about that
right
truck. And I listen to people's feet, not their mouth. Teresa's been talking about wanting a boyfriend since I met her. Feels like 5 years ago. I can't believe it's been less than a year. God damn.
I had a boyfriend when we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Well, I had to put him on ice for a little while.
I'm just saying, your feet are telling me something different than your mouth.
You make a very good point.
You're attractive.
You make a
good living. You're on deep cable, but TV.
I'm on half the screen.
I know, and I've been sucked in somehow. Let me tell you, I was at a big to-do last night with Teresa. guys were a flutter, if real men flutter.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere she went, guys dug her. They made a point to tell her they dug her. They made a point to tell her, I don't understand the non-dating thing. They couldn't have been more obvious, and you could not have been more oblivious.
They were just being nice.
Shut up! Did you see, you're talking to Ben, the guitarist from Savage Garden and Lifehouse, right? One of my.
He was not interested. Not interested.
Okay, retard. He told me to my face he's interested.
Well, you know what he told me? Because all the Miss USA girls were there to see the Mudflaps, Gretchen Bonaducci's band, which, by the way, they were great, and Gretchen was great. All these girls were there, these pageant winners, and this guy, Ben... our entire conversation was about Miss Texas is really hot and Miss Georgia is really cute, so I just thought I'm his chum.
Didn't you think there's rules and chaperones against boning girls in sashes?
This
big bodyguard, you don't get to remove the sash.
But it doesn't communicate I'm interested in you commenting on other women around.
I think when they're beauty contestants, what else is there to talk about?
That's
51 beauty contestants in a bar.
A lot of guys don't go about it the right way. And the word also may be out that the way to your heart is not a direct route. That possibly you should play a little uninterested to pique your interest. Because if you come right out and just say, look, I'm attracted to you and I'm interested and I'd like to date, that might be the kiss of death for a young suitor who wanted to go out with Teresa Strasser. Well,
this is going to be horrible.
It is. It is a catch 22. But what overall do you think is going on with your self esteem?
Well, I think my self esteem's okay.
What happened to you, baby doll?
Who did what?
Daddy did.
Can we blame? Can we blame your stepmom for this?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably
a black guy.
It's all right. No, how about the stepdad?
Stepdad was great.
Lucius was okay.
Ron. He was great.
Ron.
What
kind of name is that for a black stepdad?
Ron Howard and be a black guy.
Well, here's the weird thing. My black stepfather's name was Ron Davidson, and my Jewish biological father's name is Nelson.
Well,
it's like their names got swapped.
Yeah, at birth, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The MySpace guy, which is how we started talking about this, I knew what was happening. I knew that I was being drawn in because of the push-pull to send you flowers one day and then be really guarded and closed off the next. I knew that was drawing me in.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't stop it from happening.
Well, the whole thing is when you're trying, it's like, it's the art of fishing. You get a line that can handle 50 pounds, but you're trying to pull a 140-pound marlin on. So if you just start yanking and cranking, the line will snap.
Got to let fish it, man. You have to let them go.
Set your drag line and then set that hook and buckle into that fighting chair.
Yeah.
It was painful because he'd do the really nice things.
Can I ask you something? Are you absolutely, positively sure that was happening and not all in your head? I watched you guys. It was very sneaky to pay for your dinner. It was a big friggin' hassle because you were late. And I watched you guys, and he seemed to really like you.
I know. This was the thing. That was a great night. And then the very next night, it would be terrible. And so I kept going back because I kept thinking, you know, I can... Here's the thing. I really needed his approval. And as long as I wasn't getting it, I was going to keep going back. And then last night, it was all I could do to not call him or stop by there.
Why did you need his approval? Why do you need a man's approval? And I know there's issues with stepmom, but usually these things stem from the male side. Like when a woman is screwed up in relationships, it's because of daddy. And oftentimes when the guy is screwed up, it's because of mommy. And who the hell knows what affects the gays? But the point is... Is this step, could stepmom have stepped on your psyche to this point?
Here's probably, I mean, if you would ask a therapist, here's probably, and I have asked many.
And then what about dad? Dad, who always seems to duck the blame, but deserves quite a bit of it for bringing this monster shrew home and unleashing her on his young daughter.
Yeah, well, that was bad, mainly because he didn't. He was always there for me, and I'm still very close to my dad, but he didn't stick up for me. No, I had a bad stepmother.
None of that.
Yeah, none of that. But, you know, oddly enough, my mom, maybe, according to therapists, she left when I was 3 to 3 to 3 and a half. She took off to Chicago.
Really? Really?
And apparently that's the age where you form bonds, and if you don't ever, if that initial bond is broken, you're not.
She was gone for 6 months?
Yeah.
So according to your team of therapists,
yes.
8 out of the 13 think that this may.
They tend to say that it's not good for a 3-year-old. Well, now you have
the same amount of dentists that recommend sugarless gum.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
I only have one at a time.
Darling.
Right.
She left, and apparently that.
So your mom now. Well, let's explore this for just 1 second. Yeah. Your mom cut out when you were 3.
Yeah.
To Chicago.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend in Chicago.
With a man, and thought she would relocate.
Yeah, and then she tried to get custody of my brother and I, and apparently it's one of the first cases in L.A. County where the dad got custody.
So she fought for you.
She fought for me. She wanted to take my brother and I back to Chicago, and the judge awarded us to my dad, and then my dad gave me back to my mom.
But she picked up and moved.
Yeah.
Which, see...
It's weird when you're a baby and you're 3 and your parents gone.
I don't think you could get Gretchen away from her children.
Right.
And I don't think
not
you could get my wife away from...
A 3-year-old.
Not for 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the idea of, I'll pick up, I'll move to Chicago, and hopefully things will work out. In a few months from now, I'll send for you guys. That suggests... There's some chink in her parenting armor.
There's always
right there.
With women. I used to date a woman that said, I never want to have kids. My belief is that when you get pregnant is when your body starts to die. And I said, I don't trust you. I don't trust any woman who does not have maternal instincts.
Yeah, yeah. My mom didn't. In fact, when there's pictures of her holding my brother and I, she looks like she's holding like a sack of potatoes. She's not into it.
My mom would hold us like she's a fisherman on the dock. Literally next to a tape measure. Literally on a scale next to a tape measure.
Is there a chance that you're being too smart for her own good?
You mean we're breaking this down when it further and farther back than we need to, when it could be as simple as meet a nice guy, shut up, and go out on a date?
Did you go on some nice dates with the MySpace guy?
Yeah.
How many?
Like 10 or...
10. And when did the sex happen? Date 3?
It didn't.
4? 5?
But here's the
6,
thing. He told me that
7,
he loses interest in women after he has sex with them.
When he realized that you weren't going to have sex with them is when he told you that.
Yeah.
He deserves... Oh, wait a minute. He told you that when he found out he wasn't going to have sex with you?
No, he told me on our second date. He said, you know,
and
I had a pattern.
You went out with 8 more times?
Yeah, like,
I can't
figure
out whether this guy's a complete putz or he's the Kaiser Sosa of sex.
I can't decide if I'm going to his house or not.
He did say to me, this is going to creep you guys out. At one point, he said, well, you know, I don't, sometimes I lose track between, you know, your public and your private persona, which are exactly the same.
Yeah.
There's no difference, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then he said, sometimes I hear Adam in my head, and I wonder what he's going to say about what I'm doing. And then he said, he goes, after he broke up with me, he said, is Danny going to show up at my door and punch me?
Not and punch you.
Choke out, but not punch.
And can I tell you something? I love that. About Danny, because I have a soft spot for anybody who.
Hey, I would punch him if he came to my house. It's just, I don't want to travel.
But he said that he had you in his head because he knew you'd be breaking down the game for
him. I have him in my head so much. Sometimes I want to Richard Jenny myself just to blow him out of my head.
Hello, boys. You know, it would be sad and ironic if the moment Danny punched this guy out, I was in his head.
Yeah.
And I was just, I got up. So here's the scene. It's 9:30 at night. I'm in a towel and I'm walking in a kitchen. All of a sudden, I feel a crushing blow to my orbital socket and fall for no reason onto the floor.
Wow, Danny just shot that guy while being.
Can I say, the bottom line is, I had the ex who you met, who was a perfectly nice guy that everyone liked, and he was great to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put him on ice for a while because I feel like there wasn't so much of a spark, and I don't know how much of a spark I'm supposed to expect.
Do you like
I don't
sex?
Know anything about anything.
Mm. Do you like sex?
Yes.
A lot.
Sure.
Why don't you just have an affair? Why don't you just start doing it?
I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah, look at Bald Brian over here. He's always
good
to go at a moment's notice.
But we work together. It's not appropriate.
I'm pretty sure Gretchen doesn't listen with kids in the car. I'll do it with you.
No, I want to fall madly in love and have spark and have a connection and have, you know, meaningful sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need
so different.
We need to take a break.
Danny's looking at me like, meaningful sex? What means that?
The kind you pay for.
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, porn star Sunny Lane and her managers, who are also her parents. Strange. You gotta hear it. It's the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, what are you really passionate about? Well, don't just stand there scratching your head. Figure it out and tell Danny Bonaducci Sunday from 5 to 7 at CineSpace. You might win a 42-inch plasma TV or a lifetime subscription to TiVo.
You know what I'm addicted to and passionate about?
CineSpace is on Hollywood Boulevard between Vine and Cahuenga. This whole deal is powered by TiVo. What's your passion? Check out myTiVoGetsMe.com and you'll find everything on TV that relates to that passion. TiVo Wishlist does it all for you. We are 97.1 Free FM, Hollywood's FM talk station.
All right, kids, time for me to talk about something I know a little bit about, Harley-Davidson's. Yep, Harley-Davidson's in Ventura and Simi Valley. They got two stores, a full-service shop and accessories, and Harley-Davidson, an official Harley-Davidson clothing line. It's the way to go in motorcycles, to go with Harley-Davidson's. They do demo rides every single day with their motorcycles. They want you to come on up to Ventura County or to Simi Valley, take the Metrolink up, take a Harley back, and they'll pick you up at the train station. These guys completely rock. Come on out, check it out in Ventura Harley-Davidson, just off the 101 at Central in Camarillo, or Camarillo is how it's pronounced, or stop by Simi Valley Harley-Davidson, just off the 118 at Princeton in Moore Park. Listen, they've been covering the valley since 69. Visit them on the web at VenturaHarley.com or SimiHarley.com. Listen, they want you to get out of the hustle and bustle. That's their slogan they really want me to hit for you. Get out of the hustle of L.A. Ventura Harley-Davidson and Simi Valley Harley-Davidson.
You ever feel like sometimes people just don't get you? Hey, who doesn't? It's funny, Adam and Danny were talking about this morning, you know, how you can be so passionate about something, other people just kind of look at you funny. And as usual, Adam and Danny had some interesting things to say about the whole deal. One of the things that sort of jumped out of the conversation though was the talk about these antenna people. Now, I don't know, maybe you've seen these guys, maybe you haven't, but there's people walking around with antennas sticking out of their heads. They say people get them, or somebody does, and that on May 1st, we'll find out. Yeah, well, go ahead and mark your calendar for May 1st, and then check out whogetsme.com. These antenna heads say you'll find out who gets them on May 1st if you log on to this site, so, hey, bookmark it, check it out. While you're on whogetsme.com, you can submit your own stories about what you're passionate about. There's also a chance you could win a 42-inch plasma TV and a Lazy Boy recliner to kick back and watch it in. So who knows? Maybe somebody does get you. Find out. Log on to whogetsme.com. And May 1st, we'll all find out who gets you.
Hello, Sit and Sleep. Larry speaking.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
I'm with Mothers Against a Free Lunch. How can you teach children they can get something for nothing?
Something for nothing?
I'm referring to your trade-in sale.
But our trade-in sale is where people get cash towards a purchase of a new Simmons, Sealy, Spring Air, Heirloom, Miralux, or Tempur-Pedic.
That's teaching kids there is such a thing as a free lunch, which is morally reprehensible.
What's wrong with helping people trade in their worthless old mattress for cash?
Values, Mr. Miller. Values.
How about this great value? Buy now and with your good credit, pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments for one whole year, plus free local delivery.
Refinancing? Now you've got too far left. Mr. Miller?
Irwin, is that you?
Yes.
Irwin, you're a cross-dressing CPA.
And you're a double-crossing, double-discounting mattress madman. Because you're killing me, Larry!
Trade in your old mattress for cash today. Call 1-800-FREE. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Now open in Brea and Cerritos.
49 automotive journalists just named the 2007 Saturn Ara midsize sedan the North American Car of the Year. Matt DiLorenzo from Road and Track said, the exterior styling, interior upgrades, and drivetrain come together as a complete package. The road manners are solid, the interior is beautiful, and the overall fit and finish are top-notch. This Saturn Ara, MSRP starting at just $20,995. XR is described $24,995. Like always, like never before. Tax, title, license, and retailer fees extra. Each retailer sets his own price.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, the one sitting there typing away on the computer. I got great news. Pastrami is back at Wiener Schnitzel. And it's not just kind of back, it's really back. Back in three big delicious ways, too. The pastrami sandwich, the pastrami burger, and everybody's favorite, the pastrami dog. All three come with Swiss cheese, tangy mustard, pickles, and of course, they're piled high with delicious pastrami. Pretty great news, huh? We're talking hot pastrami and a juicy hamburger, a plump hot dog, or you can even get traditional with it and have it on fresh rye bread. All three are tasty, and all three are back. And they're waiting for you today at Wiener Schnitzel.
And here's more good news. Breakfast is waiting for you, too, with Wiener Schnitzel's croissant sandwich. Egg and melted cheese with sausage or bacon on a big fluffy croissant. There's no better way to start your day. Heck, as an additional bonus, they're throwing in a buy one, get one free coupon. Open your browser right now and you can download a buy one, get one free chili dog coupon. So you got your deal, you got your coupon, now all you need to do is eat. But let's face facts here. A deal this good and this delicious isn't going to last long. So get up from your desk, let the screensaver do its job, and hurry into your local Wiener Schnitzel and say, I'm here for the pastrami. Today at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
If you love Italian food, like I love Italian food, then you've got to know about Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. Italian is the default setting in my culinary world. When in doubt, it's the cuisine that always works. And at Pomodoro, they serve food just like what you'd find at the casual trattorias of Italy. The restaurant is the creation of master chef Adriano Paganini. Drawing upon his years of experience throughout Europe, he's created a down-home Italian restaurant with a menu that's elegant in its simplicity. He wants Pomodoro to be your second kitchen. And to do that, he's built locations throughout Southern California, each warm and inviting, with a sort of caring service that makes a great meal that much better. This is a restaurant to go to for salad caprese, pane all'aglio, and ravioli di zucca. Wait till you taste the tortellini soup, the spaghetti polpette, and the grilled salmon with cannellini beans. There's a fine wine list, Italian sodas, even sublime coffee at Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. For the location nearest you, go to pastapomodoro.com.
Only 97.1 KLSX, 97.1 KLSX, 97.1 FM,
SoCal's FM talk station.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show from Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We have a news magazine. It focuses on unusual people living unbelievable lives. Last night they featured a young woman named Sunny Lane, whose parents are very, very proud of her career.
I got to see my daughter on Playboy TV the very first time.
And I'm going, well, dreams do come true.
Yeah, but not those kind of dreams, right?
And now Sunny Lane and her parents join Adam, Teresa, and Danny on the Adam Carolla Show.
Shelby and Mike are the parents of Sunny Lane, been married for 29 years.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when did you get involved with Sunny's career? And we're getting Papa Mike set of headphones as we speak. But
let's ask Sunny a question while we untie her mother.
That sounds good.
Right.
Untying your mother?
You guys are funny.
Her mother's headphones are tied around the stool to the point.
Excuse me?
Yep.
What kind of movies are you watching, dude?
Hi, Shelby. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Let me say, I'd love to say again, we've had some, is it cool to say porn stars? Is that fair?
Yeah, porn star, adult film actress.
We've had some porn stars in here that, pardon me, but I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. They were just porn stars in plastic and horrifying people. We had one other girl, and maybe Adam or Teresa can remind me who it was, that was adorable.
Tara Patrick.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, she's way great.
I compare you with her. You are just an adorable little girl, but I don't know, it kind of makes my little heart break that you're so cute and you could do anything with your life. What made you choose this?
Well, as a young girl, I was a professional ice skater, and I had foot surgery, and that's what changed my life. I've always been in the entertainment field, and
so
I wanted to
do
something that was fun and exciting.
I'll take three guys at a time.
I haven't done that yet.
I haven't done that
yet.
I have, but it's not that
do you
great.
Do any of the hardcore type stuff?
Well, I've been taking it slow. I plan on pacing myself. Less is more. I do mostly feature acting with dialogues and scripts, and I get to shoot guns and blow people up. And
so the kind of porn I hate.
No. It's fun because it's exciting. It has action-packed, and then it gets hot and sexy and steamy and just blows your mind.
Teresa likes the one that's fudge-packed, by the way. But
forwards, get to the sex. I don't care how adorable you are.
It's weird to ask you this with your parents here, but do you do anal scenes?
No, I don't. I haven't done that yet. I have a nice, juicy white booty for a white girl, I must say, though. It's a skater's booty.
You do have a juicy booty. You do.
Well, that's a weirder turn than I ever expected.
Have we, we've not found any headphones for Papa Mike, who's ironically not getting anywhere near the mic.
And surprisingly, a cousin of Papa Roach, which most people don't know.
He's in there.
Hi, Mike.
So, Papa, how
as Jimmy Kimmel would say, we are the whacked out Lane Gang. And we're here on behalf of Sunny Lane. And we love her to death as parents.
Okay. And when you say love,
that means strictly love, as I would say.
We have a very unique situation, and it's very cool because I'm open and honest with my family. I'm an adult, and when I came to them and I said, I'm going to be an exotic dancer after I had foot surgery, and that's what really changed my life into getting into the adult business and seeing what it was all about. So when I came to them, they didn't exactly agree with what I was doing, but they knew that I was an adult.
But Daddy's cadence of speaking. We are here on behalf of Sunny Lane. It's just a little creepy. Is that just me?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Grosser.
It usually is, by the way, but this time it is not.
You know, if you don't want to go there, just give me the eye and I'll do what I need to do.
Well,
I'm
interested in how this all began, because, Sunny, you twist an ankle, you're a skater, you get an injury. By the way, most people that suffer an injury don't get into dancing.
Yeah, the same thing.
But anyway.
Don't you have to wear the acrylic heels and such?
Well, I actually got to start off with bobby socks and tennis shoes.
I remember when I lost my vocal cord so I couldn't speak, I thought radio would be the career for me. So most people suffer an ankle injury and do not become dancers. So that's rather odd, don't you think?
Well, I look at it like this. I've been an athlete and, you know, I'm a tough woman, and nothing's going to get me down. And they told me I would never really skate again, and I got back out there, and I skated again. And then the foot surgery thing happened, and I said, okay, well, I'm tough again. I'm going to go start dancing and be an exotic dancer.
Okay, well, I think you're wonderful. I really do, but I really want to focus on your mom and dad.
Hold on. But I wore the tennis shoes and bobby socks, and what I did was I rehabilitated my foot. Mm-hmm. I also opened up my own business when I was 18, teaching yoga and Pilates at the ice skating rink. So I've always been athletic, and I've always been taking care of my body, and I wanted to do something that was still entertainment, that's thrill-seeking. As a skater and taking that ice when I'm by myself, you got to have strength, courage, confidence, and that endurance.
You should have mixed them and done porn-scapades.
Porn-scapades.
Very nice.
And you don't need the kind of
the guy in the
courage
suit
or endurance that working with Ron Jeremy.
You guys are friends, you and Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he's my best friend.
Oh, yeah,
he's been a great mentor.
But wait a minute. Let me ask your parents. Have you ever seen a movie with Sunny Lane in it? Have you actually seen her having adult-style sex on video?
Fast forward
to what parts?
Sure.
The dialogue?
All the way through. Just fast forward.
Well, now, why even pop it in?
Yeah. I mean, key word there is, why pop it in, Dad? Because I have some questions about that myself.
Okay, the reason we pop the movie in, and depending on if she got the box cover, that's really nice itself. But I want to see what the other girls. I want to see the other girls.
See
we've been watching porn. We've been married almost 30 years, watching porn all this time. And that's about as far as we've gone. I mean, you know, we're really naive to a lot of this stuff.
Right.
This is something that got thrown on us, actually. You know, she came to us saying, hey, I want to be an adult star, and I want to do movies, and I want to do all this. And we're going, wait a minute.
I heard, and maybe this was just a joke, that you actually mail out underwear. Is that true?
Well, I don't.
I do.
You do.
Yes,
I've
read Shelby. You help with her business.
You mail out your daughter's underwear.
Yes, and I forgot a pair for y'all today. I forgot them. I went,
Wait, Shelby, are these worn panties or new panties?
Well, mostly they're new panties, okay, because a lot of guys want new ones.
Right.
If they want worn one, then they get
how much for those? Just out of
well,
curiosity.
Well, it depends. You know, some people offer, you know, $50, $100, mm-hmm. you know, because there's no sense in washing them.
And somebody's got to mail them out.
Is
that's
Sonny
right.
doing these, or you just hand it to Max and say, do a lap around the block?
Oh, no, these are the real oh, Sonny no. Lane.
I would be, I'd head oh, right no. down to Home Depot. You guys, yeah, get now. Put, yeah, take the, no, take the, yeah, put the panties on. And the guys are like, I'm gonna paint your house and a thong. No. Put the underpants on. Run in place. All right, give it right back. Give it back here. Don't worry about it. Here's
Adam,
$20.
I want to go on Antiques Roadshow with a pair of Sunny Lane panties and ask them to authenticate whether this is actually Sunny Lane's
right.
essence.
Every once in a while, you know, the dog poops in the house, you know.
No, he's silly.
He's silly.
Silly.
Oh.
He's
right.
Silly.
By the way, Mike, what did you do for a living? Because I could imagine the other guys at the plant, you showed up giving you just a little bit of a look.
No, sir.
Please say law enforcement.
Please
say law enforcement.
No, sir, I was in the air freight business.
Air freight. All right.
I did just about everything there was to do in the air freight.
And now you've retired,
yes,
and
sir.
You're working for your daughter full time.
Yes, sir.
And do you get crap? I mean, do you have friends and family members yourself? What are the other family members? What
or
are your brothers and sisters?
Or does the entire trailer park just gather around and say, oh, yeah.
No, Sonny makes a good living, I think.
No trailer park. I was raised with good morals.
How dare you, Danny?
And, well, even my family, I was raised with good morals and good values, no right from wrong. And I just apply that. You know what?
Hey, Sonny, can I just speak the truth to you for 1 second?
Bring it on, Danny.
No, I don't want to be harsh. I don't want to be mean because you seem like a very nice girl as an entity unto yourself. But I want you to take for a moment, step back, and go, hey, you know what? My dad mails out my old underwear. One of you's effed up, okay? Why don't you think about that for a minute? I'm a nice girl. I skated. I hurt myself. But my daddy sends out my underwear to strangers.
My dad doesn't send out the underwear to strangers.
What does your dad do exactly?
He licks the envelopes.
Right. No, he was in the courier business, and so he has
and what
the
does
shipping.
He do now?
Such,
he does
right?
But he also works on the computer, and he takes care of the website, and he checks over things.
But he sees his daughter naked every single day.
Having sex with strangers.
Hold on, Ron Jeremy's on the phone. Ron?
No. Hey.
He just said about the new movies.
They don't watch my phone.
Ron, you ever do work? You ever work with Sonny Lane?
Yeah, we've done stills together.
Stills.
She's very, very photos. She's very, very popular.
Yes, she is. She's gorgeous.
Those photos. She gets nominated for lots of awards. Well, so what I want this to do is interesting is that it's not the first time. You know, there's a Jewel Denial, had her parents work in her company.
Sure, yeah, but she's not here right now.
And it's funny because there are two alternatives. I mean, it is as bizarre as it might sound. I think it's probably a lot worse when the parents totally hate and don't know what they're doing.
I agree with you. I can see supporting your daughter. I cannot see profiting from it.
Do you guys live together?
One is supporting a child. One is a pimp.
You do live together.
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
well,
first of all, my parents don't
creepy
pimp me
creepy.
Out. I'm in my 20s, my mid-20s, and I'm definitely old enough to make my own decisions.
So
I
send out your
here.
Own underwear. Don't ask mom to do it.
Well, I have a business. I also have a team. I also have a publicist, April Storm. I have a mainstream agent, Mike
publicist.
Esterman. I have a great,
and your
great
publicist
lawyer,
must be
Reichman.
Named Norm Schwartz.
Yeah.
April Storm.
Yeah. And I also have an agency for the adult industry, which is Seymour Butts, which was the first family
I'm all
business.
Good with you, darling. You and I don't have an issue.
She's got an accountant pearl necklace.
The Pimp Family Robinson I have an issue with. Not you.
My agent, Dick Rambone. All right, hold on. We need to take a break. You guys, I'm sorry, we haven't carved out enough time to get to the bottom of the Lane family.
I would love to have all you guys back.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, and you guys,
stuff, like you
we need to have back on this show. We'll take a break.